Utah sizzles with a major wildfire.
It's really grown. It's really moved. It's become a dangerous fire.
300,000 acres now, says Susan Marzak. She's with the Bureau of Land Management.
The heat and the smoke and the gases were so strong, I was choking.
A 60-mile stretch of highway in Utah had to shut down for 5 hours, but now it's reopened. Another wildfire ripped through a canyon in South Dakota's Black Hills. Residents of about 50 homes had to evacuate. They've got about 15% containment in California in the eastern Sierra. 34,000 acres burned, but cooler temperatures and lighter winds help those on the fire lines. Summer heat from Chicago to the east could be 100 degrees in Washington, D.C. today, where officials hope to keep some cars off the streets, offering free bus rides. It was just so stifling in nearby Arlington, Virginia, that this woman simply said,
"It's too hot to answer questions."
In Chicago, where the thermometer hit 96 yesterday, about 170 residents of a senior citizen's high-rise had to be moved to cooling buses when power went out in their complex. Want relief? Places like Marquette, Michigan, or Bangor, Maine might do. The high should only be in the 70s there today. No relief for grocery shoppers as summer continues. To Central California and CBS's Steve Futterman.
It's not easy for farmers here in California's Central Valley to examine their crops.
This one here has a scarring right here.
Triple-digit temperatures the past week have put many of the crops at risk, like plums being grown by Kerry Whitson. He is watering his trees as much as he can.
We can cool this orchard about 2 to 3 degrees.
And that could save some fruit. Keith Watkins is worried about his oranges and lemons, but says
there's basically nothing we can do.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Fresno, California.
In less than a week, there could be a major vote in Iraq. In a CBS News exclusive, correspondent Lara Logan says this could be the first step in bringing down the al-Maliki government.
The no-confidence vote will be requested by the largest bloc of Sunni politicians who are part of a broad political alliance called the Iraq Project. And what it wants is a new government run by ministers who are appointed for their expertise rather than their party loyalty.
Live now to White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Good morning, Peter. Congress will continue today to discuss the Iraq situation.
Right, Dave. Opening debate on a major defense spending bill. Senate Democrats will again challenge the president's war policy with another call for a troop withdrawal timetable. Mr. Bush also faces growing pressure from Republicans like Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel.
Congress will change direction if the president doesn't. And I think the president has about 90 days to do that.
And the administration's latest war status report is due by next weekend. Amid signs, top officials have concluded the Iraqi government has failed to meet benchmarks set by the president earlier this year.
Peter, on another issue, there's a deadline fast approaching that involves the White House and the standoff over the fired federal attorneys.
In fact, there's a congressional deadline 2 hours from now, Dave, for the White House to hand over emails and other documents on the firings. The administration has already signaled it won't comply, claiming executive privilege, triggering yet another constitutional face-off, Dave.
No state budget has passed yet in Pennsylvania. That means a partial government shutdown in the Commonwealth. Governor Ed Rendell keeping his fingers crossed.
We are going to work as hard as we can and as open-minded as we can to make sure this is a one-day furlough.
About 24,000 non-critical workers, including highway maintenance crews, will not be on the job today, but state troopers, prison guards, and welfare workers will be.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some homes still evacuated west of Durango, threatened by a fast-moving wildfire. Blaze started yesterday afternoon, quickly grew to over 600 acres. One home was destroyed, 10 others have been evacuated. A woman's dead after apparently jumping out of an ambulance on I-25. It happened at Orchard Road yesterday afternoon, still not known why she jumped to her death, or if she even knew what she was doing. And a recently completed study says Eagle County needs at least 11,000 new homes in the next two decades to house local workers. Local developer says the study's right on target, and they need to get started and build those homes. A recently completed study by Summit County says it needs up to 7,000 new houses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive. massive traffic.
Good morning. Thank you, John. A couple of early morning issues. Looks like a crash affecting your eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue as you make your way to northbound I-25 could bog you down out of Lakewood. Also have some gravel or debris that's been dropped in the roadway southbound 25 around Toma Road. Otherwise, you've got a good drive around the city to start the work week, including along I-70 and 225. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes, at 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. Morning sunshine giving way to afternoon cloudiness.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Standing was really hot here. Where Murray and I went, it was, boy, was it hot. Whew. Which was Daytona, Florida. And it had to be, man, it had to be 94 degrees with about 100,000 degrees of humidity. I mean, it was really, really, really hot. And some things that I noticed in going across the country. Mary and I usually take at least one road trip a year. And so this year we took a road trip. And I brought some CDs. But just for the hell of it, I decided to go up and down the AM and FM dial. Do we call it a dial anymore? That's dated. That's a dated reference, isn't it? Because we don't use dials anymore. I wonder how many of us out there are old enough to remember when we did use dials. So you go up and down the frequencies. Would that be a better way to put it? Okay. The scale. Or whatever. The digital readout. No wonder kids don't like radio. Radio is awful. Well, listen to Jay. 12 minutes after 6, 6:12, and already he's negative. No, but it really was. It was really bad. And it's shockingly and appallingly bad in some major cities, like Kansas City and St. Louis. I mean, it's awful. There was nothing interesting on the dial at all. If you were on the AM dial, the AM frequency, I swear to you, all it was white guys on the air bitching and moaning and whining about the country. And specifically about immigration and the left. Now, they've made cases for years that it doesn't sound good when liberals do it, and that's all they do is whine. I've never heard so much whining and complaining and screaming in all of my life. And it'd be one thing if it was different from city to city. You know what it used to be? It used to be that you could go to a different city and you could turn on talk radio and you could get a flavor of what was going on in that city, what the issues were, what the local issues were, what was happening, what the controversies were. Now you don't get that. What you get is you get syndicated programming with the same cast of characters, or if they have local programming of any kind, they're aping the national stuff. And it's the same thing everywhere. Same thing. I mean, here we are. How many years has it been? And I can't calculate this out, but how many years has it been since FDR's New Deal? Does anybody know? These guys are still on the air. They're still attacking FDR's New Deal. Most of them weren't alive when FDR's New Deal was even introduced. All right, we're talking about 33 to 38 was when it was initiated, according to John Turk. All right, that's 75 years ago. So 75 years ago, so I'm driving along at like 8 o'clock in the evening, And here's this guy on a major talk station in Kansas City, and he's got some woman on who's written some critical book about FDR, and they're attacking FDR's New Deal all these years later. And I thought to myself, you know what? I don't care. Goodbye. I don't care. Okay, fine. You don't like the idea of the New Deal, then give up what we had, what we gained under FDR, such as Social Security and other things. You know what? Get rid of all of that, and I'll take your money. Okay? Fine. See ya. And that's basically what it was. It was all these, like, white guys on the air as water carriers for the GOP. And it wasn't very entertaining. You know, it used to be back in the day, I've talked about this incessantly because it bothers me. It used to be back in the day that at least this stuff was entertaining. I even heard one local host who will remain nameless coming back into Denver. And the first thing out of his mouth was, I'm so enraged. I'm so enraged. I have to yell. I have to get it off my chest. Why? Because along comes fat. And then he used a term for rear end. Al Gore. Because it had just been the live, you know, the earth thing. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really inventive, using those kind of terms about Al Gore. You know, no wonder you're doing a weekend show. No wonder you're on, like, in the middle of the night. Does that give you any idea who I'm talking about here? But seriously. It was like, no, that's just too easy. So, coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to have Congressman Ed Perlmutter in the studio, and I want to talk to him about the Fairness Doctrine. I want to talk to him about my disappointment with the Democratic Party, and I want to talk to him about my disappointment with politics in general and about the fact that I just spent a delightful, what, 7-8 days, almost 10 days, and had no idea what was going on in the country. And guess what? This is how high my cynicism runs. I didn't miss it. Here's something else I noticed, too, in traveling. The country's infrastructure needs help. Okay? While we're shoveling all of this, a gazillion billion dollars into Iraq, what are we, into trillions now? Our infrastructure needs help. The interstate system, enacted under Eisenhower, it needs help. Gasoline prices. Get down into the southern United States, and the gasoline prices go down. Head back this way, and I think it's as soon as you hit Missouri, the gasoline prices go back up again. And finally, here's one I can't answer, and I'd really like to know what the answer to this is. Now, John said that he and his wife, Stacy, had a different experience with this. But my whole way, Mary and I, our whole way to Daytona, Florida, and back, I saw probably 2-3 cops, state troopers, no more than that. All this ranting and raving about immigration, all this ranting and raving about Homeland Security, there are no cops out there on the concrete ribbon, okay? There are no cops. Now, is that a lack of federal funds? What is that a lack of? And keep this in mind, it was the 4th of July weekend, and still, no cops. Now, I don't suppose it's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, anybody has an answer to this? That'd be number one. And number two, I don't suppose there's any police officers listening who can tell us what's going on. Is this a cutback in federal funds? Is this the state not having any money, the states not having any money to spend under the glorious law and order regime of the Bush administration? I mean, I don't want to pick on George W. Bush right off the bat, but or Congress? Okay, I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm tired of these immigrants, and on and on, I'm spewing about all this Homeland Security, spewing about all this stuff, and you get out there, Trust me. Trust me. Oh, and John says there are a ton of unmarked cars. Hard to tell if they're cops or not. I didn't even see any unmarked vehicles. I didn't see any unmarked vehicles.
Well, I noticed, you know, you never know what's a cop car anymore. It could be a Ford Probe. It could be a Dodge Ram.
Yeah, but I didn't see any of those. I saw no one pulled over. I saw everybody speeding, including myself, and I saw no unmarked cars. Where's the Homeland Security? Where are the cops? Okay, I'm not criticizing them. They're obviously not going to do something and they don't get paid for it, but I just like to know what's going on here in the supposed law and order society. 620-20.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. Esurance. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that Esurance spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the Jay Marvin Show, frankly, because there's no one else to do it on a full-time basis. 623, 23 minutes after 6 here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 86. Oh, one of the things I did hear on the radio, though, was kind of cool. Was in Nashville. They had this little AM station. It was like 1470 on the dial, and there was a guy on a mornings playing the blues. I mean the blues. I mean the real blues. Not white people pretending to do the blues. Am I hung up on color this morning? Not white people pretending to do the blues, but people like Bobby Blue Bland and Jimmy Reed. Do we have any of that? Do we have any Bobby Blue Bland? I bet you we don't have any Bobby Blue Bland. Because we have very few people of color working here. Do we have any Bobby Blue Bland? How about Howlin' Wolf? Muddy Waters. No? None. All right. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hey, they're all in the National Guard and they're in Iraq.
Yeah, you know what?
A lot of cops are in the National Guard.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that because I've got a friend who, that's what he did either in Illinois or Iowa, he was in some form of law enforcement, and he's back, but he was in Iraq. Well, they sucked up all the manpower here.
Well, you know what the other side of this whole thing is? And it's really a very quiet and unspoken thing. It's all about trying to privatize a lot of the infrastructure.
Yeah, I believe that too. And it's about toll roads. And we're going to have that fight here coming up. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can't stand the idea of toll roads. And I've said this before, there is nothing worse than sitting in line at a toll booth.
You know what else is the bad part about that toll road stuff they're doing? Is they're basically putting non-compete agreements in there where you can't put any money into your public roads if you got a toll road that runs the same direction.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And also these islands that they have on them where they have gas stations,
yeah, right,
where you pay more, and also food where you pay more, those usually have political connections in those things too.
Down in Kansas City. The Kansas Turnpikes do that.
Yeah, so listen, you don't like it, I don't like it. We need to keep our eyes open because, trust me, we're going to have to do something about the infrastructure in this state, and there are those who are going to make that move to try to privatize all this stuff. And I say to people, don't take toll roads, ignore them. Even if you got to go an extra 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, don't take them because they're a racket. And all those contracts should be looked at.
The thing is, the contracts are foreign contracts like that 10-lane road that Perry's trying to put through Texas. That they want to put a 3,000 or 4,000 mile, a 10-15 lane toll road all across the country and queue up millions of acres of farmland.
Well, those folks traditionally, in every state I've lived in that have them, this is what they're up to. What they're up to is those deals are all politically connected, and friends end up getting those things. And it's just ripe with patronage and corruption, and we just don't need it. Bob, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to my buddy Tommy the Commie.
19 Paul, brother.
19 Paul, man. I haven't heard your voice in a long time.
I've been around. We've been pretty busy. A lot of, you know, summertime, hot weather, a lot of homicides.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Tommy works as a homicide detective in Area 2 in Chicago. He streams us on the Internet. And God, how long have I known you for? I guess
probably way back, even before you were doing the FM.
Yeah, so it was years ago.
Yeah.
I've known you forever. All right, what do you make out of this of no cops?
Well, there's all across the country, there's cutbacks in state budgets. So like in Michigan, they cut it back 7% of funding to these state police there. So they have fewer troopers on the road because there's just a cutback. And how many troopers do you think we could hire across the country if we had just like one half of 1% of what Halliburton's paid annually?
Oh, man, we would have enough. And here's the thing, which shocked me. We're always talking about Homeland Security.
Right.
There are no cops. You could, you know, I don't want to give anybody any ideas. I don't want to talk about it, you know, because you don't want people to go, oh, well, you were talking about it on the radio, but, man.
Sure. And some of them border states coming right. Even if you watch them on reality police shows on TV, it's just some of the things they get on just traffic stops on the interstates. And some of them vehicles that John was asking about that are parked under the overpass, a lot of those are decoy cars. They're cars that are probably they're not operating, so they park them underneath there so people be coming down the interstate. And then, they got me on the radar gun, and they'll hit the brakes. And, in fact, it's just a decoy car. There's nobody even in it.
Yeah. How about your staffing?
We're severely understaffed in the detective division. It's always something going on, and then you're working on a case, and then you have to work on a new case because there's not enough detectives. There's a bad shortage, and then the city deceives the public about how many officers they have. They throw out the numbers, and in fact, there's not that many, and that includes all the supervisors and office staff and everything else. When the number of officers on the street is woefully low, and now it's the summertime. You know, things are busy, and you did ride along with me a couple times. There's areas of the city where it gets so busy, and there's no squad cars available. And
it's terrible, and also, the other thing was, in both St. Louis and Kansas City, driving around downtown, I saw very few officers.
Right. Well, see, this the sure officer, so now they're done. Now they're held down in calls. So, as a matter of fact, just this past Saturday night, I was driving around investigating the shooting, and I was two blocks away from someone firing off some automatic gunfire. They had no squad cars available to respond to that call, so I had a role on that. Luckily, there was nothing to it. But
let me ask one last question here before I go get some traffic. Is the lack of bodies on the job, is that people not interested in doing it? Is it money?
I can only give an example in Chicago. I've been on 20 years. When I took the police test, 40,000 people took that test. In recent police tests now in the city, they have to give the test once every 2 years or maybe, and then sometimes twice a year because they have fewer applicants. I think fewer people are gravitating towards police jobs, at least in this area. I don't know about other areas of the country, but in Chicago, fewer and fewer people are applying. And when I took the job, you had to live in the city of Chicago. 40,000 people took it. Now anyone could take it outside the city, but once you're hired, you got to move into the city. And then they still only get a couple thousand people to apply.
Yeah, I'm against residency requirements. How's your federal funding there?
I'm not really aware of it, but they have lots of programs. they have a hire back where we work the housing projects. I do that on my days off. And then they have a hire back where you can work at O'Hare or Midway to supplement the TSA agents. So we are getting federal money, but that could dry up in a second, which has happened in the past. But they have these programs right now, especially at the airports. And I'm not going to say nothing about that, but there's hire backs to for more security at the airport, which is needed, obviously.
Well, I wish you would get a gig at the Midway, because I know that'd be easier for you.
I can't. 20 years on a job, I can't get it at Midway. You got to have about 30 years, so I go up to O'Hare.
Hey, if you don't stop talking to me on the radio, what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up driving a wagon.
And then we'll have to go get a stinker.
Yeah, get a stinker and get some DOA gravy on us. Oh, you're the best, man. I hope your basement clears up. Hi to Michelle and the kids, and always good to hear your voice.
19 Paul, brother.
19 Paul, man. Stay strong. See ya. Should I explain what that 19 Paul thing is? Police have those 10 codes. So Tommy always tells me, hey, it was a 19 Paul. I said, what's that? He said, it means nothing. There's nothing going on. Disregard incident, I believe, is what it means. So there's an old saying. There's no job, big or small, that can't be covered by a 19 Paul. He's one of the hardest working cops I know. Good guy, and he's one of us. Okay, which means, I don't know what that means. I guess it means that he sees things politically the same way we do. The majority of us listening, anyway, because we're all one of us. We're all Americans. 33 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gee, Gina, no one put you on the spot for a whole entire, 8 or 9 days. Did you miss it?
Yeah, right. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I didn't even buy, did anybody try to put you on the spot? I don't think they did.
No, but I was gone for part of that time, too, so.
Oh, that's right. Where did you go on vacation?
We had to go back to Albuquerque for a wedding. So, it wasn't really a vacation.
Yeah, weddings can either be extremely amusing or they can be a real drag.
Yeah, my husband was the best man, so it was kind of stressful,
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they have to wear a tux?
Yes.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But I'm glad you had a good time.
I had, Mary and I had the best time. We went to the Brumos Porsche 250, which is the part of the Rolex Grand Am series in Daytona, Florida. We were the guests of J-Lo Racing. That's Dr. Jim Lowe, who is also a neurosurgeon, a very renowned one, by the way, and Jim Pace, who is a very renowned race car driver, and Jim Lowe's a good race car driver, too. And we were in the pits with them while the race was going on, and the race was on the Speed Channel. It was like a big thing. And
wow, excellent.
We really had a great time. Really had a great time. I should tell this really embarrassing story about Mary, but I promised I wouldn't say it, so I'm not going to.
Oh.
But let me just put it this way. Mary walked up to somebody and didn't know who they were and ask them a question that was kind of embarrassing, and it'd be the same thing as walking up to John Elway and saying, oh, do you play football? So it was one of those kind of deals. And he, this guy laughed. It took it really well. All right, it's Monday morning. Most people are having a little bit of trouble getting moving here. What's traffic look like?
Well, we're in good shape. We just have a crash that's on the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue right there on the ramp going to northbound I-25. So that's the only thing to worry about as you come out of Lakewood. Just expect some delays at that juncture. Otherwise, just the typical increase southbound 25, 104th to 84th, westbound I-76, I-25, and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today. Looks like we're going to have a nice morning, sunshine, but we're going to get some afternoon.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
Get the good stuff.
This is Michael Waltrip here to let you know about a great new product at Napa. Napa now has 3M Performance Finish, a superior new waxing solution that actually bonds to your car's paint surface, providing long-lasting and durable paint protection, not to mention a deep gloss finish that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Protect your car today with 3M Performance Finish, just $12.49 at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
I was wondering which is better, plasma or LCD?
Neither. What you want is iridium, my friend.
Is that HD?
Better, it's XP. The Autolite Extreme Performance Spark Plug has an iridium-enhanced 0.6mm tip for faster ignition and optimum performance over the life of the plug.
But I was asking about TV.
Yeah, and it's amazing how similar XP sounds, isn't it? This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite Spark Plug. It's time to change your plugs.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I got like a bunch of stuff out here on the table. By the way, speaking of Jerry Garcia, speaking of the Grateful Dead, Rolling Stone is locked in this terrible nostalgia craze, and the whole current issue is about the Summer of Love and 1967 and I believe 1968, which would have been 40 years ago. I've often wanted to get on the air and ask this question, and the only reason I really haven't done it is because you got to be older than frickin' dirt to have an opinion about this. You got to have one foot in the rock and roll grave to have an opinion about this. But I looked at this article, I looked at the current Rolling Stone yesterday, and thought to myself, so the Summer of Love was 40 years ago. Big deal. What came out of any of that? Nothing. Nothing except a bunch of drug use. Nothing except sex. Well, you can't discount that. And nothing except great rock and roll music, which you can't discount that. But here we are 40 years later. What lasting impact did it have? None. Because look around at society now, and look at the way things are. So for those of us that are in our 50s, our 40s, maybe you're older, you're in your 60s, and maybe you're one of the rare people who's 25 years old and listens to talk radio, and you're scratching your head and saying, well, why should I even care about this at all? But what good did any of it do? Except that we have stuff like Jim Morrison in the Doors, who I believe first appeared at the Whiskey, a go-go on the Sunset Strip in 1967. And by the way, there's an article out where a former New York Times journalist who's French is going to publish a book in France claiming that Jim Morrison did not die in his Paris apartment and that he died of a heroin overdose and that they covered up the murder. Drug dealers covered up the murder. But that's what we have to look back on. We have to look back on things like the Grateful Dead, Hendrix, Janis Joplin, the Mamas and Papas, the Doors, all those groups, the Cream, Buffalo Springfield, Country Joe and the Fish, and I'm leaving out all kinds of other people who are involved, and I'm sure some of you are moved. Well, it's Monday morning, so maybe you're not moved, but you would normally, if this were Tuesday morning, you'd be moved to get on the horn or send me email and say, well, wait a minute, you left out so-and-so, and you didn't mention so-and-so. But if you think, and then Rolling Stone has a list of essential albums that everybody should have. I'm woefully neglectful on the amount of albums that I own, or now it'd be CDs, which, by the way, CD sales continue to fall. But we look back on this, you know, you look back on it, and most of us, what can we say about it? That we had a great time, that it was a unique time in the country's history, but what was the lasting impression? The lasting impression of all of that was nothing, because if you go look, it doesn't seem like we've learned any lessons. It doesn't seem like we've learned anything from any of that. I mean, what mind-bending, mind-changing experience lasted over 40 years? How long did it take us to make a turn into what Joseph Conrad called the heart of darkness? And look where we sit now with Iraq and with the things that go on. I'm not whining and complaining and groaning about it. I'm just making an observation. And I think there's a big difference there. That on a serious level and serious discussion of this stuff, what difference did any of that make other than you probably have, if you're old enough, you probably have memories of good and bad times, which you would with anything. And then if you're young enough, you might be drawn to the mystique of it and what it was all about. And maybe you feel like, well, sorry, I wasn't alive then, or I was just born, or whatever the case was, and I didn't live through that, so I don't know what it was like, so I can't relate to it. And the example of that would be John Turk and myself, who, what you know about it is basically what you've read, what you've heard music that your parents played, and sometimes music on the radio. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah, you know, but that's always been an era I've been fascinated with because I love the music. So I've read a lot about the Summer Love and what it was like in San Francisco and the entire Bay Area in that time, and seemed like it would have been a fun time. But they didn't go into it saying this is going to be the Summer Love and we're going to get this out of it. You know, I don't think they're looking to get anything out of it.
I don't think you go into anything looking to get anything out of it. But I think that if it's that monumental, it's got to have some kind of lasting impression on the country. And the only impression that it has is those who went through it, who really liked it and thought it was a mind-blowing time, to use a Summer of Love phrase. Okay, they remember it. Those who are your age might be fascinated with it, but you weren't around. And then it gives our reactionary friends on the right something to rail about. I mean, they've been railing about it for 40 years. And I maintain that a lot of it is, you know, they railed about it because basically they weren't involved in it. I mean, do you think let's have a serious conversation here. Do you really believe that Rush Limbaugh turned on, tuned in, and dropped out?
Absolutely not.
Okay, and that Rush was getting free love. And that he was grooving out to the Cream, singing Sunshine of My Love.
He might not have been doing, smoking pot or LSD, but, maybe pharmaceuticals. Who knows?
No, you know what he was doing? He was sitting in his closet in St. Joplin, Missouri, or wherever the hell it is he's from, some little town in Missouri, getting major lumber over a Popular Mechanics, probably. And going, look at all those freaks. You people. I mean, that's basically what that's about, is those folks have spent 40 years complaining about it. Look, both sides are carrying baggage out of this in that they've spent 40 years complaining about it, and the other side, which would be us, a lot of folks my age have spent 40 years trying to relive it, or think back about it and go, oh, wow. Right?
Well, I'd imagine, Jay, this is just an observation, that most people that went through the Summer in Love and actually enjoyed it and lived it are probably people that lean left politically and people that didn't lean right. And I think, for the most part, the Summer of Love has negative connotations. Like you said, people think of drug use and free love and all that stuff. So I think, for the most part, that summer has negative connotations in most Americans' minds.
You want me to be brutally honest? Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it does have negative connotations. But you want to be brutally honest? I've never said this before on the radio. I'll say it now. I don't give a damn what happens. It's 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour. You want to know something? I thought it was all perfectly fine. I can't, in all good conscience, say that what I did, what my friends did, what we did was wrong, that it was bad. It was just part of growing up. Now, you're right, it's considered to be evil. And everybody rages against it. So it's like most things in this society, we're polarized by it. We live in one of the most polarizing places of all time. And, I mean, I think the polarization now is as bad or worse than it was, say, in 1967 or 68. But we live in a situation where you either have those people who treasure all that stuff, and then you've got those people who think that that whole thing was a waste, and that it was counterproductive. Now, here's Hendrix, right? See, that was all bad. I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts about this? 303-713-7600. I just really haven't had like a solid one topic to talk about here in the first hour. I've just been all like all over the place. But it's just random thoughts about all these things that you see going on in the country. And the United States is such a great place. It really is. And America is really a great place. We've got like a lot of good things here. But I'm almost convinced in a lot of ways that the gap and the polarization that goes on now is so deep. And you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? Here's what it is. We just can't seem in any way, shape, or form to meet in the middle. We can't find any kind of common ground. And I don't know about anybody else, but God almighty, I'm tired of it. All right. You want to talk about the summer love? I got about 10 minutes. We'll do it. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like conditions intensifying on eastbound 6th. If you're headed out of Lakewood, just be aware of it. Got slowing now all the way back to Sheridan approaching I-25. That was due to a crash on the ramp from eastbound 6th going to the northbound lanes of I-25. It's in the left lane. Eastbound I-70 starting to slow down a bit between Colorado and Quebec. Of course, southbound I-25 continues to struggle through Thornton North Glen as usual. Weather outlook today. Expect morning sunshine, but some afternoon cloudiness moving in. Isolated thunder showers. High of 90. Today. Tonight, it'll be clear out and go down to 60. Right now, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Release your inner pirate with hourly treasure hunt cash drawings every day at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Experience has changed. Downloads are faster. Pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's talk about automobiles for a second. You know what they are? Automobiles are a product of need and want. Either you need a good car or you want a good car, or you need both. I mean, you want a good car and you need a good car. I can't think of a better place to send you to buy an automobile than Rocky's Autos. They have a huge selection of clean, late model used vehicles. We're talking cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the largest selections in all of Colorado, 650 vehicles or more on the lot for you to look at right now. Everything you can think of, from Volkswagen to Ford to Chevy to Dodge to Nissan. I mean, I can just name it all off. And they've got some unexpected finds out there, too, things you wouldn't expect to find. They've just got great vehicles. Now, the people you need to see are part of my family. That's Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, and Spanky Herrera. And all the good folks at Rockies, because they work very, very hard, and they're good people. You want a good deal. You want to go someplace where they'll satisfy both need and want at a fair price. Then you want to go to Rockies. Ask about their matching down incentive. That'll save you bucks in the long run. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So say hello to my friends out there, Juan and Adolf, and all of the folks, Ziggy out there in the tower, and Donald, and my buddy Colby is back. Say hello to Colby. He's a good guy, too. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or get down there and see them. They're open until 9 tonight. Rockies Autos, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick?
Beat yourself up or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
She lives on love.
Maybe that's what we're going to do. Maybe we're going to have a prolonged discussion on the summer of love here and play music from the summer of love. 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. Maybe I'll carry this into next hour because we're getting close to the top of this hour, and I got a lot of people who want to talk about this. Let's go to Peter in Henderson. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
So what do you think?
Well, Jay, I kind of disagree with you. I think that the counterculture movement was became the heart of the anti-war movement, and that we ended a war. We look at Vietnam and we think, well, 55,000 Americans died. It could have been 100,000. If it wasn't for the counterculture and the message that we were bringing at that time, that war could have gone on and on and on.
Well, I don't dispute that. I think you make really good, valid points. Trouble is, 40 years later, look where we are.
Yes, but, I look at where we are, and again, it's because of the generations that followed us. I think a lot of us who came out of that, like myself, I mean, we know that our government lies. We know that we manufacture wars. We know that we manufacture evidence, that we sell these wars to the American people. We all knew that at that time. And I think a lot of us that are in our 60s now, we look at Iraq, and we were against this thing from the very beginning, like I was, arguing on right-wing talk radio shows that this was going to be a disaster.
Apparently, though, there weren't enough of us.
Well, there's not. I think the generations that followed us were kind of the do-nothing and don't-care generations, there was a failure there. I look at myself as having been a teacher who was fired as being, I have regrets about that because I didn't seem to get the message across. I was not very tactful and diplomatic as a teacher, but I just had a big mouth. But in any case, the generation followed us have not learned that lesson. They don't understand about America.
All right, pal. I appreciate it. Peter, thanks. Thanks for getting on the air with me this morning, and have a good day.
You too.
All right. We'll see you. All right, everybody else, hang on. And I know some of you are going to be tempted to hang up, but if you can wait, Kathy, Mark, Cliff, hang on. We'll talk more about this. If you want to join in, 303-713-7600. Did the summer of love 40 years ago, does it really matter? Did it have any lasting impression? We'll get into it some more. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Guys, what does strip mean to you? Maybe the strip in Vegas, or something your partner does for you on your birthday. Or maybe it's the all-natural male enhancement oral strip called Intimax. That's the strip you should be thinking about, and now we're offering a free one-month supply. Unlike those handful of pills that have to digest in your stomach in order to get any results, Intimax oral strips work quickly by dissolving under your tongue, turning on your switch whenever you're ready to rock. Intimax has been scientifically designed to increase sexual power, stamina, desire, endurance, and to reduce the recovery time between sexual intervals. So start stripping today with Intimax Oral Strips. Get your free one-month supply of Intimax by calling right now. 1-800-919-2870. Intimax is not available anywhere else, so call right now at 1-800-919-2870. That's 1-800-919-2870. Your partner will thank you.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. For days, it felt like an inferno. Now much of the West looks like it.
It's very scary, but it's very dry, and we knew the potential was there, and it's a catastrophe.
Joyce Farrell lives in the Black Hills of South Dakota, where one of hundreds of wildfires sparked by lightning strikes killed one homeowner who's trying to salvage personal possessions. The biggest wildfire in state history is burning over 300,000 acres of central Utah.
It's been a very, very frightening experience. This whole valley was full of smoke and flame.
Federal fire official Don Smurthwaite says days of triple-digit heat made fires inevitable.
One thing that was missing was a source of ignition, and nature provided that over the weekend by sending a series of thunderstorms through the west, and that caused about 900 new fires in the last 48 hours.
Cities from coast to coast will struggle with highs in the 90s today and high humidity.
This heat is too much, sweat too much, perspire too much, the humidity is too hot.
Big cities are opening cooling centers and putting extra personnel on duty to handle heat-related emergencies. Do you volunteer? The answer could depend on where you live. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, who does and who doesn't?
Well, Frank, the Midwest leads the nation in volunteering, while the West and East Coasts lag behind. A new study puts Minneapolis-St. Paul in first place, followed by Salt Lake City, Austin, Texas, and Omaha, Nebraska. Las Vegas has the lowest volunteer rate, along with Miami and New York. On average, one in four of us gives time to charitable causes each week. Frank?
The war in Iraq is back on the front burner, and President Bush could be feeling the heat. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Increasingly bipartisan heat, Frank, as the Senate opens debate on a major defense spending bill. Democrats will again push a troop withdrawal timetable. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says more Republicans also want a change in war policy.
Everybody realizes now Bush is it's beyond a political free fall. He politically free fell already.
The New York Times reports White House officials are considering responding to GOP defections with a plan to withdraw U.S. troops from high casualty areas in Iraq. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Pennsylvanians won't be able to get a driver's license today, and tourists won't be able to visit state-run parks and museums. An apologetic Governor Ed Rendell shut down non-essential operations because of a budget stalemate with the state legislature.
For those people who were interested in using the state parks or going on vacation, hang in there.
24,000 state workers have been furloughed without pay. Rendell says he hopes the shutdown won't last long.
This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Speaking candidly with New York Magazine, CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric says she sometimes has doubts about her move from morning television to the anchor chair. In her words, I have days when I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? But for some weird reason, they don't happen that often. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, we're the new Die Hard Platinum Battery. My name is Positive. Negative, introduce yourself.
What's the point?
Well, so we can tell people that we have 40% more reserve capacity.
Yeah, and our Evolution technology can power all sorts of gadgets for your car.
Well, I think it's something to be proud of.
Yes, you're beaming, and it's giving me a migraine.
The new Die Hard Platinum Battery with Evolution technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. Currently made with Spiral AGM batteries.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Mayor Hickenlooper may boast about his administration's frugality, but he now says he's willing to boost the salary of DIA's next boss from $150,000 to $240,000 in order to get what he calls a visionary leader for the nation's fifth largest airport. Many aviation industry experts say the $151,000 of outgoing manager Turner West is way too low, to attract someone with a national reputation. A 74-year-old man remains in critical condition this morning after the boat he was operating overturned in Cherry Creek Reservoir yesterday. Meanwhile, the body of a Boulder skier who fell near Rollins Pass Saturday has now been recovered by search and rescue teams. 45-year-old Tom Metcalf had been skiing with a friend when he fell. Exactly what killed him still isn't known. And 9 in 10 Colorado parents say having their kids go to college is a priority for them, with a majority expecting to foot most of the bill. But a new study says less than half of those with teenagers 14 to 18 have actually started saving any money. Says one researcher, something is seriously wrong with this picture. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, eastbound 6 is still pretty jammed up between Sheridan and I-25. That was due to a crash that has the left lane blocked on the transition ramp from your eastbound lanes to northbound, so give yourself extra time there. Southbound 25 at Colfax, wreck off on the right shoulder, not really causing any major problems, but eastbound I-70 is dragging from Federal all the way to Quebec. Security wait time at DIA, 25 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but we'll get some afternoon cloudiness and isolated thunder showers. High of 90. Currently partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Marching Music's Major League is coming to Denver. Don't miss Drums Along the Rockies, returning to Invesco Field at Mile High, Saturday, July 28th. For tickets to this thrilling regional drum corps championship, visit drumsalongtherockies.org.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Well, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. K. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thank you to Mario, thank you to Jim, thank you to everybody, Aaron Hart. Thank you to everybody who sent in for me. Thank you, everybody. It's good to be back. And we're talking about the Summer of Love. Rolling Stone's got a big issue out this week. Actually, it could have been last week because I was gone, but I found it in my mail when I got home, about the Summer of Love and about just all about it. And featured in there all this fabulous music. But also, it led me to ask the question about what was that? I mean, what was the lasting impression? I mean, was there anything to this? And did any of this have any kind of a holdover effect 40 years later, except for those people who are extremely reactionary and conservative to rant and rave against it for 40 years, and those of us who lived through it to treasure it for 40 years, and those who were too young. And I'd love to hear from some younger callers on this. Scratch your head and be either fascinated with it or, I guess, just feel that it's old school and ridiculous. 303-713-7600. Did the Summer of Love have any lasting impression? And I look around chiefly when it comes to the whole thing about war. And you remember that in 1967, the Beatles, Love Is All You Need. Where did all that go? Where is it all? It's not here anymore. And look where we are now. We're in Iraq. Let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
A lot of where we are right now probably has to do with AIDS, but let me back up a little bit.
It has to do with, you mean age?
AIDS, A-I-D-S, HIV.
Why would it have, where we are now has to do with AIDS. Why would it have to do with AIDS?
Well, let me back up a little bit. I can probably segue into that. I use that word because I are a musician. I'm a retired blues guitar player. And I mean like blues for black people, not white people. I didn't work with white bands or for white audiences. In 1967, I left L.A. and went on a doctoral fellowship in North Carolina, and I hooked up with some good players there and had a lot of fun. But, you know, the Summer of Love was, that wasn't just an isolated phenomenon. That was a lot of things. L.A. was coming back after the Watts riots, and I lived in Watts in 65, so it was happening in my neighborhood. And I was also in college, and it was a cheap place to live in a long commute. But at any rate, during that time, I think that when blues music especially, and I was right on the edge of that in L.A., nobody knew who I was, and I was playing dives and stuff, and Eric Clapton came out, and suddenly I played just like Eric Clapton, so I was everywhere. And, you know, it was kind of cool to do that, but it took, like, white foreigners to introduce the white people who eventually became the counterculture into blues. And when they did, all of a sudden, it started opening up racial relationships in different ways. Now, I'd have to give you a real long spiel, because it was, you know, 10 years for this to happen. But, you know, as a traveling player, I saw that. I saw people being more and more cordial to each other. And when I first got to North Carolina in 67, man, it was just black against white. And there was as much division there. And that was a sort of a culturally liberal state, comparatively. So when I played, like, with a Hammond B3 trio with a real good black guy who wound up playing with the Four Tops for 12 years after he quit our group, and another real good black guy who's an organ player who's famous in his state and all of that kind of stuff, we played, like, all black audiences and stuff like that. But you were in a place where you could see that things were happening differently. And I believe the difference was that white people got exposed to black music, and I'm simplifying largely here, but getting to think, well, these people aren't that much different, they aren't all that bad, and maybe we should listen to what they got to say more. And also,
yeah, but you think that stood for the majority of the country?
Then we get to AIDS, Jay.
Okay, hang on a second before we get to AIDS.
Okay, take your time.
Hang on. Oh, thank you.
It's your show. We'll do what you want.
Take your time. Thank you. Get off the bandstand. It's been 30 seconds. No, all right. Listen.
Go ahead.
I worked in the South, including North Carolina.
What years?
Let's see. I went to the South in 1972.
Okay.
And worked in the South until 1980. I want to say 85, 86.
Okay. Hey, well, yeah.
I remember it being extremely racially uptight.
Well, you should have been there in 1967.
Well, I'm sure. But what I'm saying is, it's still in a lot of ways, it's still racially uptight, and the country is still. Even though people answer polls about how, well, we'll elect an African-American president, but you know what? What they say and what they really believe and what they feel in their hearts are two different things.
Well, this may be true, but on the other hand, you cannot look back at 1967 and say, well, I'm going to vote for a black man for president this time, and I'm going to, probably, and if not, maybe I'll vote for a woman for president, and I know black people that make over $500,000 a year, and live in huge homes. There weren't any of those.
That's true. But do you really honestly believe that that wouldn't have happened without the Summer of Love 40 years ago?
The Summer of Love is just a larger phenomenon. That's the tail on the elephant.
That would have happened anyway?
Like I said, the Summer of Love was just part of a much larger ambiance, a larger phenomenon in the U.S. at that time. The Summer of Love was a large part of that. But that was happening to a large place with white kids everywhere. Did drugs have something to do with it? Probably, because when I did LSD, there was a crazy time when you did a bunch of crazy stuff, and then after about 90 minutes, you had about 10 hours to be deeply introspective. I learned a lot of music then. I advanced my thinking about a lot of things.
Okay, I understand that. But what's the lasting impression on the United States of America? It doesn't seem like much of that's around anymore, and it seems like the lasting impression is gone.
That's because this was tied into the sexual revolution that got squelched with AIDS in 79. And I was playing clubs, and I could see that happening, too. But the problem, everybody's sexual mores changed at that time, because suddenly, if it feels good, it'll kill you. And it just changed things. It changed things a lot. This is too short a call to go into that, but I think if you stop and think about that seriously, that's what's changed us. That's why we are reactionary as a society. That's why dominionists and royalists have permeated the Republican Party and are doing what they are doing to us, I think. And I believe that the impetus on that comes from fundamentalist religious stuff, and that comes from sex is evil, and sex is evil comes from seed.
Yeah, but even before that, I mean, they were preaching that kind of stuff.
Well, they were, but nobody was listening.
Well, it depends on where you live, though. It depends on where you live.
Well,
I mean, try
living
in Lynchburg, Virginia, man. They were listening pretty heavily when I lived there.
What I could tell you is, like, as a single man, I'm tall, so I attract attention. But as a single, fairly handsome guy, in clubs and stuff like that, during all of that time, believe me, there was a strong sexual revolution everywhere I ever went.
Well, I saw that, too, in the 60s. But what I'm saying is most of that... Okay, here we sit in 2007, and it's all gone.
I don't think so. I'm here.
Well, we're here, but you know what? We're getting older, and we're headed towards the
we're headed
towards the big dirt nap. But those that are like 19 and 20, and 18 and 16 and 17,
they don't have to reinvent all of this.
They don't care.
They don't anything from this. But
they don't carry anything from it.
There are
40-year-olds out there who don't carry anything from it either.
Well, they're a lot more tolerant to their black neighbors, I think, and that has a lot to do with it.
But they're chipping away at that.
Very definitely. I mean, if Jolly Farewell gets his way from the grave or something like that, yeah, we're going to be a Dominion of the State, United White States of Jesus or something. But or if royalists have their way, I'm hearing now, if this is really true, 300 people are worth more than the other half of the United States, 150 million.
Drive through. Kansas and Missouri.
I'm from there. I'm from southeast Kansas.
Okay, look at the signs by the interstate. Your parents chose life. Why don't you?
Oh, it's never been different.
Jesus saves.
Hey, this may.
Yeah, but now it's 2007, not 1965.
I think 1965 wouldn't have been too much different from 1885 there. Those people got there from where they got. And they stayed there. If you look at the telephone book, though,
I understand.
Name isn't Smith and Jones. It's whatever's local.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that I doubt there's much of a lasting impression. Cliff, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Sure.
All right. 303-713-7600 is the summer of love and the quote-unquote heaviness of it, which Rolling Stone talks about in their current issue. Is it all hype? Or did it really mean something to the country? And if it meant something, and maybe I'm just being dark and pessimistic, but if it meant something, okay, explain to me what it meant. And yeah, we had an anti-war movement, and yeah, we had all of these things, but where are we now? I mean, it seems now that the Republican Party, for instance, is just now coming around to the idea that maybe we screwed up in Iraq. I mean, there's more defections now than ever before. But there was nobody... I mean, the voices not to go into this thing, they weren't that loud. 40 years later, it's like we had amnesia or something. So what good does it do to look back? You know what the late Abby Hoffman used to say about nostalgia? It's just another form of depression. 70 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And I know there's a lot of you who didn't even live through the summer of love. Weren't even alive. All right.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Southbound I-25 into downtown I-70 to Spear. Weather outlook today. We're going to have a nice morning with sunshine. This afternoon, some clouds will move in and we'll get some thunder showers scattered around the city. High of 90 degrees today. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Be part of history. Help break the Guinness World Record for the longest paint by number at the Denver Art Museum's What in the World free weekend, July 14th and 15th. Don't miss this final weekend of the international art exhibit, Radar. Details at denverartmuseum.org.
7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Musical freestyle is a form of a dog show at which people dance with their dogs, often while wearing matching costumes. Okay, I've done a lot of things with Coco and Jackson, but I've never danced with them. Yeah, the summer of puppy love, right? No, I never have. Neither has Mary. But there's no denying this. Our dogs are a part of the family. And, you know, if you've got a dog and your dog is less active, or maybe in the situation where your dog could lose a few pounds, Purina One offers two formulas made especially for dogs who don't have as much get-up-and-go as they used to. It's Purina One Healthy Weight Formula and Purina One Large Breed Healthy Weight. Real turkey or chicken is the number one ingredient. It provides appropriate levels of fat and calories to help maintain a healthy weight. Optimal protein level helps maintain lean body mass for strong muscles and 25% less fat than Purina One Total Nutrition Lamb and Rice Formula. So you can see a healthy difference in your dogs, just like we've seen in ours with Purina One. See the difference for yourself. Receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One by visiting PurinaOneChallenge.com or by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call or go online today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
To consider, what did the summer of love bring us except for this?
It's getting near dawn.
And this still sounds surprisingly contemporary today, doesn't
it? Lights close the tired eyes.
I mean, really, KBPI can play this, right?
Give you my dull surprise.
Come on, Uncle Nasty, get this on for me. 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. I don't know how many of you, how many people even take Rolling Stone? But Rolling Stone, in this current issue, it's all about the summer of love. And MSNBC's got the same thing on their website. They've got a summer of love thing on their website. And I'm asking you, is this nostalgia, or was it really that culturally important of an event that we should look at it this way, that it had long-lasting, changing effects on American society, but what were the effects and the change other than it gave the reactionary white right wing something to rant and rave about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Habitat for Humanity every weekend. You know, nobody knows me, but you know what we created during the the 60s and we're passing along to our children is the fact that we can have nameless heroes. We don't need, I mean, the rock and roll, all that, that's kind of what brought us together, let us all gather in crowds and stuff. But it's what moved out from that. It's the reason why SOS Live Earth is more important than Al Gore's name. You know, we're looking at, we don't, everybody now knows they can change a light bulb and change the world.
I would like to believe all of that. I'd like to believe that what you're saying is true. Maybe I've just come to the point where now where I'm just too cynical to believe that, because look at the study that's out on volunteerism in the United States.
Look at what they just said about Colorado this morning. We're one of the highest in the United States.
We're 14th.
Yeah, one of the highest, not the highest.
But we
should be the highest. We need to work harder.
Well, Minnesota's number one. But you've got that going on. You've got so many things that run counter to,
I mean, look, you know,
to this whole
to
what you're saying.
War, getting rid of the negative things. That's a, you know, it's a long process. I mean, you know, you've gotten cynical. I've gotten old, and I've gotten patient. You know, I've seen some wonderful changes during my lifetime. I've seen some horrible things, and I think getting rid of the horrible things doesn't happen overnight.
I've seen some wonderful changes too, but I'm not so sure that those changes wouldn't have come about even if there had been no 1967.
I'm Jewish. My son is married to a beautiful Spanish woman. I don't think that would have happened if it hadn't happened.
It would have, because you got to ask yourself. You got to ask yourself about people like Martin Luther King Jr., about Medgar Evers, about a lot of other figures that were out there. They weren't necessarily a part of the Summer of Love, and on top of that, they were at it way before that too.
You know what the Summer of Love did was it created this first time where people started doing it rather than it coming down from the top. I mean, sure, we went through Reagan and trickle down and everything like that, but anybody who went through it knew that that wasn't the reality, that the reality was that it comes from each one of us doing our part and the little pieces falling in place, and gradually this thing starts to become what we all knew the Founding Fathers tried to set up, democracy, people, human beings changing the world, not a couple of people
but can
telling
you honestly,
us all what to do.
But can you honestly say to me, honestly, and to the three other people we have listening, can you honestly say that you believe that the country is on the right track, that things...
I think that the
lessons that we learned from then are now being applied today? No, it doesn't seem that way.
Well, yes, there's a lot to change. Yes, there's some horrible things going on now. But, you know, change your light bulbs, start small, get back on track again. We were there once before. We can get back there again. We've taught our, you know, we didn't, some of us backed off and forgot to do it completely, but you still taught your children something. You still passed something along.
Do you believe the kids today? Not your kids. I'm asking you to look at the bigger picture. bigger picture. Do you think children today, do you think kids today, do you think,
they're blogging. Hang on.
Hear the question out. Do you think that their parents have passed those lessons on to them? Truthfully, can you honestly say that you think that they have? Because I don't think they have.
I think some of them have. Do I think all of them have?
Well, that's not really an answer. I mean, do you think that they have or they haven't?
I think
by and large.
No. I mean, bottom line, it's not red and green. It's gray, and they pass some of them on. I think that people like Jerry Rubin, who went into the stock market, he still couldn't forget what he did. And he did something with his kids that was different than he would have done if he hadn't have been through that. And he still went into the stock market and got a job.
I'm not talking about Jerry Rubin. I'm talking about the guy who lives in Highlands Ranch. The woman who lives in Highlands Ranch. The woman who lives in Evergreen. Do you think that they passed on to their? Do you think that they passed on to their kids the lessons they learned from 1967 and 68? And do you think that young adults now in their 20s and 30s, do you think that they are as socially concerned as you were when you were in your 20s and 30s?
Yeah, I think they're doing it a different way. They're doing it through blogging and stuff like that. They're no longer out there protesting like we were. But they are actually developing a new way. They're doing it through text messaging. They're basically creating a new way to do this. Now, do we need something like the 60s where, you know, we were fighting racism, we were fighting the Vietnam War? Maybe we do need something like that to bring people back around again. Maybe this whole thing about...
We've got a major war going on now, Mark.
Yeah, well, look. War has been around since the beginning of man when they hit with sticks and stones. And ultimately, for me,
stupid
the only
wars.
Way we're going to still solve the war is probably Einstein's way.
Stupid wars, dumb wars?
Huh?
Stupid wars, dumb wars? I mean, you can make the comment that all wars are dumb, but I don't think they all are. I think there are stupid wars. This is a stupid war.
I think the answer to war for me is that we need to make peace a verb. We need to start, I mean, people think of peace as something that you kind of sit around and, you know, it's kind of state. You know, you're very peaceful. And when you have people like the AmeriCorps kids who are out there and working hard to, you know, we create programs like the Peace Corps program where peace is an activity. It's something that you do as an action. It's not a state.
How many kids do you think of high school age? Last question. How many kids of high school age do you think in the state of Colorado are going to enlist in the Peace Corps?
Or AmeriCorps?
Yeah, how many? You think a large majority? You think a small fraction? What do you think?
I hope a lot, but I think probably what we need to do is to start making that, like I say, we have people, like Kucinich, who wants to set up the Department of Peace.
But Mark, okay. Well, you know what? I respect your point of view, and I appreciate that you call, but I just got to add this last thing to you.
I'm cynical about it. I feel that way.
The Kucinich is like marginal. He doesn't represent the mainstream.
Yeah. Of course not. You're right.
The mainstream is on another whole other path from where you're at. And me, I'm just going to drop out again. Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think we need to drop out.
Maybe I'll turn on, too.
Yeah, no, I don't think the drugs was the answer. I don't even think the music was the answer. I don't think the music was that much of a negative. I think it was just a way for people to get together, like having a party. You know, people
get
together.
Oh, come on, man. The music was everything.
No, the music wasn't everything. The music was just a way to bring us together.
All right, Mark, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, then. I hope you'll call again.
Okay.
All right, see ya. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I'm just so friendly and jovial this morning. It's because I got my little bottle of patchouli oil here. You know, I'm sniffing it and looking at pictures of old Volkswagen buses. We're just a bunch of old men. All we are saying is give peace a chance. And then we had like a picture of Dick Cheney and George Bush. Where were Dick Cheney and George Bush during the Summer of Love? Where was Wayne Allard? Congressman Ed Perlmutter coming up at 8 o'clock. Maybe we should ask him where he was. 3 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Gina, who fantasized growing up as a youth in Albuquerque of running off to San Francisco and wearing a flower in her hair. Didn't ya?
I had a few tie-dye T-shirts and Peter Max posters.
Of course. Of course. All right, what's traffic look like this morning?
Well, we're definitely at our heaviest point of the commute, especially if you're on eastbound I-70, slow-moving traffic there from Federal through the I-25 interchange and extending toward Quebec. The wreck gone northbound 25, eastbound 6, but traffic is still shaking loose there. I would expect heavier conditions there as you hit Sheridan toward that I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but it's going to give way to afternoon cloudiness and isolated thundershowers, high of 90, currently partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots. Revive gets the nutrients deep down to the roots where it counts to keep your lawn green. Save water and money. Use Revive. It works.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Hey, Mom! Shop Toys R Us and put a lot more fun in your life. Our unbeatable selection of the hottest toys will make your kids happier. Our toy-savvy, mom-friendly staff make shopping quick, easy, and fun. You know we have the perfect toy, doll, or game your family wants, and our fantastic deals and low prices will make you smile. So hurry into Toys R Us. Babies are us, too. Or visit us online at toysrus.com. Fun shopping, happier kids, great deals. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
That's for my buddy Mark. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. The summer of love. Does it make any difference now, 40 years later? Isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. 303-713-7600. Here's an email from AM760.net. Jay, I'm 21 years old. This is from Jason. I'm 21 years old. I think I was born in the wrong generation. I have to laugh sometimes at the blatantly brainwashing advertising that is thrown at me and my peers. That's where the problem is. We're told everywhere how to look, how to think, how what to buy. Then I have to laugh again when I see how well this marketing works on everyone around me. Frankly, I don't think the majority of them care much about anything but Paris Hilton and Anna Nicole. All we could have to do to change something is to try, but we head to the mall instead. Not me, our flag too. Jason, right on, and it is our flag. And you know what? That's the other thing we had going for us. That's the other thing we had going for us. Radio was a gathering point to find out information and was a vital part of our lives and ran a thread. And that thread is gone now. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
Well, I really liked what the last caller had to say. I missed it by 10 years. I'm 46. So, you know, I was running around at 7 years old in that year. I think that the year itself is just a focal point for the movement in general. And that had a lot of positive results in terms of ideas about democracy, equality. And so there's nothing magical about 68 other than it gives people a year to focus on for that. And for me, 69, when Altamont happened, was kind of where the shadow naivete stuff hit the movement. And, you know, obviously you can't. You know, it wasn't sustainable because it was too naive. And, you know, when you make fun of the style points associated with that, it was kind of silly.
Well, there was a part about 1968, though, that's kind of fascinating, at least for me, because you had Chicago in 68, you had Prague, you had Paris, you had a youth rebellion in 68. So that wasn't really, you know, 68 wasn't really the summer of, quote-unquote, oh, we lost it. 68 wasn't really, quote-unquote, the summer of love in that respect, but 67 was. 67 was very much the way it was. But any of those things matter now. And I think Mark was making a good, strong, compelling case to Steve that it does. But maybe I'm just cynical, and I just can't see it. This is from Kathy, who said, I hung on as long as I could, but my phone went dead while the guy was talking about the blues bands. I graduated from high school in 1967 in San Diego, and the summer of love lasted over a year for me. For me, it was all about the music. My brother lived in Haight-Ashbury since 65 and kept me up with the music there. He told me to be sure and see Big Brother and the Holding Company. Oh, that's something we haven't played in a long time. We had us play some Janis Joplin. If I ever got the chance... They came to San Diego, and it cost 50 cents to get in. There couldn't have been more than 100 people there. 90% of them were Hell's Angels. What a show, a religious experience to be sure. Jimi Hendrix, The Who, The Cream, The Buffalo Springfield, Dr. John, The Night Tripper, Steve Miller Blues Band, Electric Flag, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and all close enough to touch. Our local teen club once a month even had Willie Dixon, Howlin' Wolf, and others. Musically, it was 67, 68 were the best. Everything was new and exciting. Yes, there were drugs. LSD was 50 cents a tab. Pot was $10 an ounce. I remember that. By the way, I held a full-time job the whole time and have since then. As for what the summer of love brought about, not only was it instrumental in the anti-war movement, but I believe that it planted the seeds of the women's movement, gay rights, and don't forget Earth Day. Another point I wanted to make is that all of those love-ins every Sunday in Balboa Park, later in the Cove in La Jolla, were probably only about 5% at the most of the population. Most of the people I went to school with no doubt turned out to be conservative. Karl Rove is about my age, I think. They were all about getting ahead, wearing the right clothes, driving the right cars, belonging to the right clubs. Blech. We could not go anywhere without being stopped or hassled by the cops. I remember that. Only because we were long hairs. As a boy with long hair in San Diego in 1967, it was a real threat to the hoi polloi for some reason. By the way, Jay, I sent you a CD while you were on vacation. Paul Siebel, hope you got it. Peace and love, and I got it, and I'll listen to it, and that's from Kathy. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I'd just be redundant because I think a lot of the people have mentioned so much here, but I was going to mention that the History Channel had a program about hippies and covered the Summer of Love and everything, and some of the things that... And the people that, you know, kind of sprung out from that generation. Steve Jobs was basically a way, you know, drug-crazed long hair back in those days. And yet, you know, from him sprung the idea of Apple computers.
Yeah, but can you honestly make the case that had not the Summer of Love in 1967 happened, we wouldn't have any We wouldn't have any Apple computers? Somebody would have come along and come up with that idea.
No. But, again, I think it's part of the mosaic, you know, of that time and the things that were going on. I mean, like, for me personally, I went to Vietnam. And when I came back, it was, I like to say it was like a shattered mirror, you know, coming back and looking at myself and what I went through. And that, from what was going on here and what I saw here after I got back in particular, back in 69, and I'm a Woodstock survivor, believe me, and going to Vietnam beforehand, a lot of inner searching and going out and hitting the road and trying to find something that was out there that I didn't know, I didn't understand, but I knew I had to go and search for. The music had a lot to do with it. The drugs had a lot to do with it. Free love had a lot to do with it. And growing up in the 50s and 60s, and I'm a few years older than you, it allowed me to finally take off and break out of the last vestiges of that Donna Reed and Leave It to Beaver generation that I thought, as I was growing up, was the way to be. So I had maybe a slightly later rebellion than some of the kids that were here that didn't go into the military and all.
Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I enlisted. I had to.
Who?
Four generations of Marine and Navy, I had to enlist and stuff. So, and in a way, that was a very, very learning experience also that I don't look back on with any dread, although I've got a lot of scars from it. So, the Summer of Love was kind of a nail to hang up, one of the nails to hang up the picture of that time and that generation and what was to come. Everything seems to have some kind of impact. And as time goes on, yeah, it's nostalgia and all that. I get Rolling Stone, so I've already delved into the whole issue on it.
I really wanted to write them a letter and say enough is enough. Stop.
Do it. Do it, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people that probably, you know, are sick of, you know, going over. It's like kind of a broken record. But I got to tell you, I'd rather have that broken record than a lot of the stuff that, you know, came during certainly the disco generation, where I see a lot of friends. I'm not going to make it long, but I see a lot of friends that went off into that whole idea of me, you know, win at all costs, guys that have had three marriages and all. And I didn't go that way. I'm still married to the same woman that I married almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, disco is repulsive.
You bet.
No, it really does. It really sucks. Let's just say it the way it is. It's terrible. Those were terrible times.
Well, cocaine made it even more terrible, and that was the drug of preference back then. And the Summer of Love, it was LSD and marijuana. And I'll tell you, I'll take LSD and marijuana any day over that, and I don't do drugs anymore.
Well, I would take LSD again, too, but my head is too complex now to handle it.
You know, maybe before I die, just like Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should bring that up. I've had the same thought.
I just may do that.
Well, maybe we'll do it together.
Okay.
All right, Mick, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Sean, Westminster. Sean, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, I just thought, oh, shoot, sorry about that. Got honked at. Anyway. Just thought I'd give you a call really quick. Tell you, you know, I think it's a little tough to say how important 67 or 68 really were. I mean, I actually, even though I wasn't alive at the time, liked a lot of that music. Actually, I was born in 68. Did like a lot of the music, but I think it's a little unfair to try to peg it as 67 or 68 as being this all important year for two reasons. Is number one, the entire country and even people individually. There's always shifts between how liberal and how conservative we are. It goes in cycles. It's kind of like we're on a roller coaster with a blindfold on, you know. Is the country going better or worse right now? Well, I can tell you that obviously the war is something that tells me the country is going worse, but you know, things will come around again. I mean, things are cyclical; they always come around, So I think if everybody tries to say 68 was so important or 67 was so important, it takes away from other things that have happened before and since. I hate to be so cynical about it, but if 67 was so important, why didn't it stick? You know, why are,
well,
why
see,
are
that's
we where
exact,
we are now?
That's the, well, I have this exact same feeling you do. I have the exact same feeling you do. Why didn't it stick?
Yeah, I just can't, I can't imagine why, if 67 was so great and we did so much so right, then why are we right back where we are? And all I can think is, well, it's cyclical. It just comes and goes, you know. And
well, maybe you're right. Maybe
right now we're at one point in that cycle.
Maybe the pendulum will swing the other way. Sean, thanks, man.
Well, certainly. Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. Congressman Ed Perlmutter coming up after 8 o'clock. 749, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We need to get some Janis Joplin, Piece of My Heart or something, and play that for Kathy, who sent me this long, well-put-together email. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, nothing unusual right now. At least we're free of any kind of collision activity. We do have pretty heavy conditions now, though, on northbound lanes of 225 from Iliff to Mississippi. Pretty much the standard ride right now for the commute. Eastbound 6 still dragging from Sheridan toward Federal. Keep that in mind if you're coming out of Lakewood, although that wreck is completely out of the way. And southbound I-25, of course, is struggling as usual between 120th and 84th. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have a nice morning, but we'll get some afternoon clouds and thundershowers. High of 90. Tonight, clearing and 60. And tomorrow looks like it'll be a much cooler day at 83. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. But don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True, with eSurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at eSurance, there's always someone there to help.
With eSurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's eSurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have eSurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at eSurance. Get your auto insurance quote at eSurance.com today.
Time. My man, Spanky Herrera, what a great guy he is, and he'll take care of you. These guys will go the extra mile for you. And as a matter of fact, go out there and tell them that you listen to J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and I guarantee you'll get treated right. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Ask about their matching down incentive. It'll save you money in the long run. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, as they are every Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos, no better place to go. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You need and want a car? Then you want to get it from people you can trust. and those people are Rockies.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Spa on Fifth Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. Don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Written by Chris Christopherson.
And feeling good.
Janice.
Easy love. Bobby sang a blues.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. What about the summer of love? Did it have lasting impression and impact? Congressman Ed Perlmutter coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's go to George in Arvada. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Well, I like this topic. I disagree that the summer of love was some type of simply a cyclical effect. Maybe more like an ebb and flow. Actually, a culmination of enlightenment. Just like Watergate was a culmination of a media that started to tell the truth. But then, of course, the Bushies hated the New Deal, and they hated the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah, but it had, but all of that stuff was in place then, and it happened long before George W. Bush came on the scene. I mean,
well,
Republicans have been railing against the New Deal forever and a day.
Of course, I mean, it all started with his grandfather and his father, and I think the culmination was the Enlightenment that came out of the Summer of Love. And the political enlightenment. And I think to some extent, it has a residual impact today. I mean, you can even see kids painting their vans and driving up and down East Colfax.
But there's not enough of them. And then the
right.
problem behind that is that if it had lasting impact, if it had political enlightenment of all, if it had all of that, why are we tangled up in this horrible, god-awful, stupid foreign engagement of Iraq, where Americans are once again dying? There's no plan to either get out or the whole thing is so screwed up. And what happened? What do we do? Do we forget all of that?
That's because the war profit machine is firmly dug in, and you know it's
so then the summer of love had no effect at all.
And
if it did have an effect, why do we drift into the horrible time of the 80s and all of that self-centeredness, disco, Ronald Reagan crap that we went through?
Well, couldn't we say that we have to grow as a society, we have to grow as a people? And, you know, we started to, but the forces... that the opposition were working against us all along. And they have a lot more money than we do, and so they have the power. But now people are really starting to open their eyes and see just what it's really bringing us to. I mean, the war for profit, just like Vietnam, now we're having it in Iraq. And now people are, I mean, we're being exploited. Our kids are being killed for nothing. Nothing but Bush's agenda.
Okay, but you could have, which indicates that if we had something going on, lasting from '67, because I separate '68, but if we had something really lasting going on from '67, we wouldn't be sitting in this position. George, thanks.
Well, I
appreciate it, man. Thank you for, so much for the call. Coming up, we're going to talk to one of the best people I know, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I always bring this up about him. Don't ever believe for one second that talk show hosts know everything there is to know. Because I didn't come around to Congressman Perlmutter until after he started running in the general election past the primary. This is one of the greatest Americans I know. And he'll be honest with us so we can be honest with him. And we'll talk to him coming up. Stick around.
Country garden in the wind and the rain. Wherever he goes, the people all complain. Stephen Prosper in his time. Well, he may and he may decline. Did it matter? Does it now? Stephen,
while you're at your computer, There's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Mother Nature has turned the oven way up.
The heat is too much, you sweat too much, perspire too much, the humidity is too high.
Almost all parts of the country can expect highs today in the 90s, but readings will top 100 in parts of the Southwest. Doctor and CBS News medical correspondent Emily Sine says that can spell real danger.
Your skin can become cool and clammy. You may become very dehydrated from this. You may start to experience some of the early neurological problems related to heat illness, which will be dizziness, a headache. You may feel woozy.
In California farm country, CBS's Steve Futterman discovered what the heat could do to America's grocery bill.
For the sixth straight day, temperatures in parts of California's rich Central Valley here are expected to top the 100-degree mark. And farmers are nervous.
The damage is already done. You can't take it back.
Kerry Whitson grows plums, grapes, and olives.
Oh, I think everybody's concerned.
Someone else who's concerned is Keith Watkins, who grows oranges and lemons. He says consumers will feel the impact.
There's less fruit produced, less fruits packed, and that can cause higher prices in the market. Everyone's affected.
The bad news for the farmers, triple-digit temperatures could continue for the next few weeks. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Fresno, California.
Day after day of triple-digit heat made much of the West ripe for wildfires. Dry lightning supplied the igniter that triggered hundreds of fires from the Pacific to the Rockies.
Fire conditions that are very explosive, really rapid growth.
Bureau of Land Management Fire Operations Director Tom Boatner. In Washington, with the Senate gearing up for a new Iraq war debate, the pressure to change course is growing, and political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says it's coming from both sides of the aisle.
Republicans are still waiting for the president to change policies, to announce publicly that the surge isn't working.
The New York Times says the White House is studying a plan to gradually pull American troops out of high-casualty neighborhoods in Baghdad and other cities. CBS's Phil Itner in Baghdad tells us that's not what a lot of Iraqis would want.
Many Iraqis on the street actually would prefer that the U.S. forces stay. They have more faith in American troops than they do in their own security forces or the militias that claim to bring stability in the region.
Iraq's foreign minister says a quick American withdrawal could trigger all-out civil war. State-run parks and museums are closed, but you can still get some action in Pennsylvania's casinos.
I'm happy. I want to lose more money.
A budget standoff with the legislature forced Governor Ed Rendell to shut down non-essential operations and furlough 24,000 state workers.
Let me say to our hardworking and dedicated state employees, I'm sorry we're here.
Tennessee calls itself a volunteer state, but a new study finds that people in Minneapolis-St. Paul have the highest rate of volunteering to help others. 4 in 10 adults in the Twin Cities give of their time and themselves. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 24 points. NASDAQ is up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Norman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Ever
run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some homes remain evacuated west of Durango this morning, threatened by a wildfire. Fast-moving blaze started yesterday afternoon, quickly grew to about 600 acres. One home was destroyed. 10 others have been evacuated. A woman is dead after jumping out of an ambulance yesterday on I-25. It happened at Orchard Road. Still not known why she jumped to her death or if she even knew what she was doing. Colorado National Guard conducting a simulated chemical attack this morning at Denver's Pepsi Center. The unit's called a civil support team, including 22 full-time guard members trained to support civilian authorities in response to an attack. And a recently completed study says Eagle County needs at least 11,000 new homes over the next two decades for local workers. At least three-quarters of those homes should be affordable. A recent study completed in Summit County says it needs up to 7,000 new homes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's a busy ride around the city, just about wherever you are. We did have a new crash eastbound 6, but it looks like that's gotten out of the way pretty quickly there, right near Federal if you're coming out of Lakewood. Northbound I-25 packed through the bridges, as is eastbound I-70 through the I-25 interchange. We have the usual stack southbound 25 from 120th down to 84th Avenue with speeds in the 20s. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine giving way to afternoon cloudiness and isolated thunder showers. Expect a high of 90 today. Tonight, clearing and 60 and currently partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Guys, what does Strip mean to you? Maybe the Strip in Vegas, or something your partner does for you on your birthday. Or maybe it's the all-natural male enhancement oral strip called Intimax. That's the strip you should be thinking about, and now we're offering a free one-month supply. Unlike those handful of pills that have to digest in your stomach in order to get any results, Intimax oral strips work quickly by dissolving under your tongue, turning on your switch whenever you're ready to rock. Intimax has been scientifically designed to increase sexual power, stamina, desire, endurance, and to reduce the recovery time between sexual intervals. So start stripping today with Intimax Oral Strips. Get your free one-month supply of Intimax by calling right now. 1-800-919-2870. Intimax is not available anywhere else, so call right now at 1-800-919-2870. That's 1-800-919-2870. Your partner will thank you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hello, 7 minutes after 8. Good morning, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. Let me introduce you to one of those stand-up guys I know, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Good Congressman.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and it's a beautiful morning in Colorado, so I'm happy to be here.
I'm just impressed that you're here.
Well, you know, I wanted to get into the studio. I've called in a number of different times and participated in conversations with you, but I wanted to get into the studio, you know, go over different things that have been happening in the Congress for the last 6 months. I now have 6 months under my belt, and, you know, as I said, I think on one of the calls, this is probably the most exciting thing I've ever done. I think the opportunities for change are immense. There are some very serious big issues out there that we have to deal with. We can't ignore them. We can't scream and shout about them and try to distract ourselves from them. We got a lot of work to do.
All right, let's see if you can pump up my sinking boat of cynicism here.
Okay.
Not only over the Democratic Party, but over the whole thing. First of all, let's start with because you told me this off the air, and I want you to explain it on the air. Let's talk about the vote on the Fairness Doctrine.
Sure.
And why you voted the way you did.
Well, first, the context. We had hundreds of amendments added to appropriations bills. So there was not a specific bill on the Fairness Doctrine. It came up as an amendment where there's limited debate and then a two-minute time to vote on it. And as I thought about it, I thought about you, actually, J. Marvin, and the fact that we have spokesmen for liberal ideas, for progressive ideas. And I felt that, finally we're getting our say in radio and elsewhere. And I felt like we've been making progress. We're winning races. That was good enough. As I thought about it afterwards, I think there's a bigger issue, and that's societal kind of civility. And without the Fairness Doctrine, people just say whatever they want. There's no counterbalance to it, and it ends up resulting in a lot of shouting and a loss of civility. So I think at the end of the day, if the bill comes before us on the Fairness Doctrine to return it to somewhat what it was back in the 70s and 80s, I'm going to look at that closely and not just think of the political piece, but also the society piece.
Which is what I said to you off the air. Why? I'm not advocating that we go back to 1965. I'm not advocating that because I am against the war in Iraq, that now all of a sudden we have to put Tony Snow on so that he can answer. I think callers should do that. And I think that hosts can, although I haven't done it here, but used to do it, we could book on people who support it, and we could get into a pretty vigorous discussion. But what bothers me about it is the fact that the majority of this stuff is, they're just nasty people on the air making nasty comments, and it happens on both sides. And what I think it basically does is it just dumps gasoline on an already hot flame and makes it worse.
Well, that's the societal piece I'm talking about. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we've got bigger issues, and if we just have nastiness going on without any real, you know, substance and desire to improve things, to have progress, we're going to suffer a lot of bad fates. And one of the things we talked about off the air was the fact that there's been so much consolidation in the media and in other industries. And, we've got to take a look at back in the teens and the 20s, they had to do trust busting because the way our, you know, system of the economy, our finance, things end up consolidating, merging, and pretty soon you've got a lot of power in very few hands. And we've got to take a look at, is that good for the country? And if you want power in very few hands, then you regulate it. Otherwise, you break it up so that it's competitive again.
Do you think that issue will be looked at?
I think it is being looked at. Now, you know, there are different committees that deal with different subject matters. The committees I'm on are Homeland Security and Financial Services. So within the financial services industry, we would be looking at the consolidation of the banking industry, you know, to fewer and fewer banks.
Right, that's exactly right.
And whether or not that's good or not good. Now, banking obviously is regulated to a big degree, not overwhelmingly, but as things continue to consolidate, do we got to take a good look at that? You know, the media industry, I'm not sure which committee has radio and TV, but again, somebody's going to look at that. The packing industry, the oil industry, you know, there is this pressure to always consolidate, merge. You think you make more money, but at a point, it's not good for the country or the consumers, and we're going to look at that. And I know we are looking at some of these things in the Democratic Congress.
I just wish somebody would stand up and make a statement. Tag, you're it. Why don't you just do it? You stand up one day and go, okay.
I've been talking about trust busting.
No, I know you have, but I'm talking about the media.
You know who did?
And if I get fired, you can give me a job.
No, and actually, I'll tell you who did, who talked about it, and actually, you know, my antenna went up when he was talking about it was Bobby Kennedy Jr. at a dinner I was at about 18 months ago, 2 years ago. And he talked about the consolidation of the media into four or five major conglomerates or something like that, or major owners, Rupert Murdoch, and I don't know who all the others were, you know, General Electric, I guess, and Clear Channel. But he was a heck of a spokesman, a heck of an advocate for, you know, for the concern that we all should have that so much power and so much press is consolidated in so few hands.
Speaking of that, and since you do oversee banking, since you sit on that committee, and I assume that has to do with lending institutions too, and all of those things. There's an article today in the New York Times. This is not the first one that's been in there about the foreclosure rate. And now, since I saw it at 4:30 this morning, I can't remember the city that they're talking about in there. About, I believe it's Atlanta, but it may not be Atlanta, where people are upset over the foreclosure rate. You know, we have a high foreclosure rate here. We've got to do something about this. We have to fix this.
Well, there are several things going on. Both the state and the state legislature and the governor signed a number of different bills and passed laws concerning predatory lending where, you know, somebody had equity in their house. They got bamboozled by some fast-talking, you know, mortgage broker and then lose all the equity that they've had because they think they've now gotten a great mortgage and it turns out that they can't afford the mortgage. So we've dealt with a number of things at the state level. At the federal level, we're looking at similar issues because it turns out it's a nationwide phenomenon. It isn't just Colorado. And we're looking at what they call subprime lending, whether or not there needs to be changes in you know, the kinds of loans that are made. And that there are different policy considerations here. You know, one is we want more people to own homes. That's been a great goal of this country. And so then we have lenders making riskier and riskier loans that ultimately end in foreclosure. So you want to find those guys who are predators, who are really, you know, putting people into unsuitable loans that they'll never in a million years have a chance to pay off, you know, versus a little riskier loan where you're giving some guy a break and you're letting him get into a house and you hope that, you know, he will have a good job or you know, continue to have a good job and can own that home. So there are some policy considerations here we're dealing with at the federal level. You know, we don't want to take a sledgehammer and then really shut off funding for people who are stretching to get into a home because we believe in home ownership. I think it's good. And so we're dealing with those things on the Financial Services Committee.
Yeah, you got to walk a very fine line there, but I always wonder, because this is the argument you continuously hear. You continuously hear about how wonderful the economy is, how great it is. Don't you hear that all the time? You hear that all the time, constantly. But how can that be if you run into so many people who are having so much problems? So many problems.
The economy is doing very well for a number of folks at the top.
The 5%,
right? There's no question. The economy has done well. The stock market has, you know, rebounded from the depths of 2001, 2002, 2003. But for most of us, and for the people in the 7th Congressional District, the hardworking people in the middle, you know, you're just hanging on. You're hanging on as you watch gas prices go up. You're hanging on as you see, you know, your interest rate bump on your mortgage. You're hanging on with health care costs. And your wages are pretty steady, and you see expenses going up. And so it's tough for many people in the middle. And, you know, for some, it's been a great economy, and they're making a lot of money, and you see some gigantic houses being built and things. And, you know, God bless them. But we've got to make sure that the people in the middle, you know, succeed and move forward, and their kids are able to succeed and thrive in this country. And that's, you know, that's one of my goals. That's what I talked about on the campaign, is changing the focus from the wealthiest 1% to the hardworking people in the middle. And we've done some things where we've had some small business tax cuts. So for smaller businesses, there's some tax cuts. We've worked on minimum wage. We've improved veterans' benefits so that our vets, when they come back, whether it's, you know, from Vietnam years ago or from Iraq and Afghanistan now, that they have benefits that really equal the service that they've provided to us. And those are the folks that I've got to look out for as a congressman of the 7th CD.
You know, the thing we need badly in this country is we need balance. And I want to get into that coming up, because I want to talk about the screeching on both the right and the left, and about how we got to have balance here. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making money. God bless small business people. You know, they knock themselves out every single day trying to make something happen. And they have direct impact on the community that they operate in. We need to help them. But on the other hand, you take the top 1, 2, 3, 4%, a lot of their money's inherited. A lot of it's off investments. We can't go overboard to make them comfortable and make everybody else miserable. And it seems to me like we've lost balance here.
Well, I think we have lost balance, particularly this administration and the prior Congresses. I mean, their focus was on, you know, it wasn't on the people in the 7th Congressional District, the, you know, Wheat Ridge, Lakewood, Arvada, Golden.
Right, exactly, Brighton, exactly,
City,
exactly.
You know, and Aurora. And, you know, we're changing that. And I know that there's been frustration on your part, a frustration on a part of a lot of people. You know, Democrats are in there now. Things are going to change. But, you know, on the other hand, we have checks and balances. We have the House, the Senate. Senate is barely, you know, it has one vote margin. And then we have the presidency. We've already sent him three bills he's vetoed, the stem cell bill and the Iraq bill. And I think something else. But those two for sure, which had the timetable in it. And we've got to recognize that there are checks and balances in this government. They can't do things that we would absolutely oppose now because the House and the Senate are in Democratic hands. But we got to change who's in the president's office. And that's something that is going to happen in 18 months for sure. And I hope that it happens with a Democrat who does look after the hardworking folks in the middle. You know, we've got proposals. I was just looking at, we've got this Middle Class Opportunity Act, which is basically tax relief for people who are who face the alternative minimum tax, which is capturing so many people.
People are going to be shocked when that comes through.
Well, so that's one of the things. We're doubling, you know, tax credits for child care, for higher education tax credits, those kinds of things, where the people in the middle see some real benefit, and it isn't just, you know, somebody who might have had capital gains, they see that reduced, or dividends they don't have to pay tax on, but people in the middle, you know, show some benefits to them, and then also, you know, do things that increase Pell Grants so we can have more of our kids going to college. You know, we really take a good look at how much tuition is costing because, you know, we want an educated populace. We want our people to be the brightest on the planet because that's where success comes from education.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, your congressional district's lucky to have you.
Well,
I'm going to move out of Denver.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to move out of Denver, too. I think I'm going to move into your district.
Well, I would love to have another voter in the district. That's
you got another two voters. Mary,
and, you know, I'll have to come work on Mary a little bit. But, no, I know she would be supportive. But
no, she would be.
But it's, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to represent my neighbors and my friends and the values that I think we all hold, you know, in metropolitan Denver. You know, we care about our climate, we care about our friends and our neighbors, we care about our kids' future, and that's what we got to be looking out for.
Yeah, and you know what? You do look out for it. And I'm not sucking up to suck up. I mean, I just think you do. I just think you're just really a stand-up guy. All right, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. If you want to talk to Congressman Perlmutter, 303-713-7600. You don't mind taking calls, do you?
No, that's why I'm here. I want to take calls.
Yeah, or you can sit back and listen, whichever you choose.
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Assurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Assurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Assurance saves a lot of paper,
which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
Don't you save some green for your wallet and the environment? But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Which lead to teenage road deaths include inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues. This is from Victory Associates Limited. They care about the future of our kids right here in Denver. For prompt and courteous service, call 303-399-4177. They are Medicaid certified and accept all major credit cards.
823, 23 minutes. Great. All right, we'll get in. We were talking about the summer of love. We'll get into that coming up. Just hang on a second. Congressman wants to disagree with me, and he can do that. Buying an automobile is an emotional purchase, and it's also a practical purchase. First of all, you got to fall in love with a car. Second of all, you want to get something that fits your wallet. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos for both. Like, you talk to my friends, the Alshires, Tom and Mark. They know everything there is to know about automobiles, and they'll take both things into consideration when they deal with you. My buddy Spanky Herrera, same thing. He'll take that into consideration both when you deal with them. Rocky's, that's what they're all about. They're about really satisfying your need for not only need and but also want. Their matching down incentive helps you financially, and they've got a huge selection, over 650 clean late model used vehicles, all kinds, and even some ones out there you don't expect to see out there, and you should go check them out. They're open tonight until 9, every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can check them out on the Internet, too, or internets at RockiesAutos.com. Either way, get out there and see them, and go there first. See what money you can save, and get an informed opinion from people who will treat you like you are somebody, because you know something? You are. And when you go into a business, you should be treated with respect, and that's how you get treated at Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Hey, Mom. Shop Toys R Us and put a lot more fun in your life. Our unbeatable selection of the hottest toys will make your kids happier. Our toy-savvy, mom-friendly staff make shopping quick, easy, and fun. You know we have the perfect toy, doll, or game your family wants, and our fantastic deals and low prices will make you smile. So hurry into Toys R Us, Babies R Us too, or visit us online at ToysRUs.com. Fun shopping, happier kids, great deals. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We, the people, are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
When the truth is found to be lies.
Oh, here we go. 827, 27 minutes after 8. High today. 86 under isolated thunderstorms. Congressman Ed Perlmutter with us. If you want to talk to the congressman, 303-713-7600. And we will get to your calls coming up. All right, where were you during the summer of love?
I was thinking about that as I was driving over here listening to the show, and I was at Panorama Park in Wheat Ridge. It's at about 32nd and Fenton, or 33rd and Fenton, playing baseball. And, so I was in Little League ball. I had some older buddies who were more caught up in the summer of love than I was, but, I sort of missed the summer of love just for the thing I love, which was playing baseball back then.
But you listen to rock and roll radio,
you
right?
Yeah, I did. And, you guys were just give All We Are Saying is just...
Yeah, the Beatles?
But no,
sure.
The other one you forgot.
Or John Lennon.
War.
What is...
Yeah,
it
sure.
Sorry,
absolutely.
I mean, you forgot. Sorry, I shouldn't do that on your...
It's okay. I sing all
you'll
the
lose,
time. And
you'll
I
lose a few listeners.
That I already have lost.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, seriously. So you missed out on that. All right, do you feel like it had a lasting impression? Did it affect you? Do you feel like it had a lasting impression?
The Summer of Love specifically, I think, was just part of a bigger phenomena. And one of your callers, you had some great callers this morning, but one guy was going through, and you were talking about it, the women's movement, the environmental movement, a number of those things sort of sprung out of that whole period of time where people just became more aware of who they were, where they lived, you know, what their purpose on the planet was. And I think that has continued to this day. And, you know, it goes through peaks and valleys. I think we're in kind of a battle between the past and the future. You know, there's a lot of folks that like us to go back to the 400s, feudal times, and some that are ready to really launch us, you know, to the planets and beyond. And we're in this real struggle on a global sort of in a global perspective of the past and the future. But I see these themes moving us forward. The women's movement, the environmental movement. I think, you know, a lot of folks realize both from Vietnam and the Summer of Love and now, you know, you don't go to war just for grins. It's a horrific thing, and you exhaust every last resort before you do it.
But look where we are.
Well,
look where we are. What happened here?
Right.
I mean, we're stuck in this insane situation. All right. Now I'm going to...
Now we do have... We do repeat right. ourselves sometimes.
All right. I don't... You don't have to comment on this.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. Don't say anything else, because I don't want you to get in trouble. But I firmly believe that the president of this country and the vice president of this country and the people around them are insane. They're nuts. There's something wrong with them. And I've used this example on the air before. If I didn't like what was going on here, if I went and hit my head against the wall and kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it, eventually I would stop. My head would bleed. I'd hurt myself. And I'd realize that it wouldn't get me anywhere. Yet these guys keep living in some kind of alternative parallel universe, and they keep hitting their heads against the wall. Trouble is, it's not their blood that's being spilled. It's not their money that's being spent, because they'll all leave office rich. Their kids are not affected. And they appear in public. They get on the media. They tell outright lies. They keep repeating the same worn-out storylines over and over again. I think they're nuts. Don't say anything. You don't have to say anything. I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to comment on it. I just want to get off my chest in front of you. I think that there's something clinically wrong with them. I don't know what it is. And I also believe that they are lawbreakers. And I believe that if we were in any other period in time in the history of this country, they'd be out on their butts. There'd be impeachments going on. There's not now, and it frustrates a lot of us. And I used to sit there and go, no, we shouldn't do this. We should get out of Iraq first. But look at all this stuff that's going on. You can't. There's so many scandals and so many problems that you got to have a scorecard to figure out who's where and what's going on with what. And they don't listen. They don't believe in the right of redress of grievance. They don't care.
Well, I feel like I've got to respond in some way. I don't want to. You know, I don't know about their sanity or insanity. I think these guys have taken advantage of their positions. I think that we in the Congress and the House, Henry Waxman has all sorts of oversight committee hearings, whether it's looking at the Attorney General and the operation of the Department of Justice, the Valerie Plame and the outing of a CIA agent.
Look what happened there.
Well, and that just goes to show you that they're taking advantage of their position. And so then the question is, you know, where do we go next with these guys? The good news is we have checks and balances back in this country. The bad news is they're in the executive branch. They've got the ability to either enforce laws or not enforce laws, kind of take advantage of the system, which they've done by their no-bid contracts with their buddies, putting us into a war based on a bunch of trumped-up baloney that was thrown to the Congress and to the people. The way they've conducted their affairs is dangerous to this country. And I was at a lunch or a barbecue on the 4th of July with some activists, some Democrats, some other folks. But a guy who'd been a Republican, then an independent, now a Democrat, was so upset with what was happening with the commutation of the Scooter Libby sentence and, the continued, pursuit of this war in Iraq when it's just getting worse. Every day it gets worse. He was so angry, and I got to figure out as a congressman, as a representative, how do I proceed in a way without, getting into lots of hyperbole and lots of rhetoric, that really does remind this presidency that it's not a royal presidency, it's not a dictatorship, it's not something where they can just do anything and that they're above the law. I'm reading a book right now, and it's called Synchronicity. I've mentioned it before. It's by a guy named Joe Jaworski, who's the son of Leon Jaworski, who was the Watergate prosecutor.
Right, right.
And that was another time in our history. You don't want to keep repeating these things, but somehow we do. But another time where there was, the guys at top thought they were beyond the law. They're not. And we have a responsibility in the Congress to make sure that they're not beyond the law.
All right, fair enough. We'll take calls coming up. We're going to do a little traffic, then we'll take calls to the congressman. Everybody hang on. It's 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina.
Thank you, Jay. We're seeing some recovery around the metro area, although westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike are still very busy, slowing there from Sheridan to Church Ranch. C-470 packed in eastbound across both Littleton and Highlands Ranch, and we have heavier conditions now on northbound 25 between Lincoln and C-470. Weather today, sunshine, but we'll have cloudiness this afternoon, isolated thunder showers, high of 90. Right now, partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's early. You're hungry, right? Drive into Sonic for a supersonic breakfast burrito that's literally stuffed.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
Snogging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
Hermatch.com username is CuteBritChick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead, it's okay to look. Whether it's cute Brit chick or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you. And it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Mans.
Why can we sell your timeshare faster and for top dollar? Because no one resells more timeshares than we do. Call 1-800-700-0375 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. You'll also get a $500 online shopping spree free when you buy, sell, or rent. Dial 1-800-700-0375. That's 1-800-700-0375.
Don't miss the incredible 1 cent school specials at Staples now through Wednesday. Get a pencil case, a sharpener, and more for just a penny each. Stop in and save. Staples. That was easy. Limits apply while supplies last.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know is that often high net worth investors underestimate how long they'll need their portfolio to provide for them in retirement. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan. How to avoid running out of money when you need it most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Music 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 86. Isolated thunderstorms. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, my very special guest. Guy who I've really learned to love. Remember, I always go back to this, but people think talk show hosts know so much. Oh, you're on the radio, you must know everything. No, I'm as stupid as the next person. I should have backed you from the beginning.
Wow.
I remember you used to come in here and go, "You're killing me, you're wearing me out."
But you'd worked with Peggy, and you know that goes a long way. When you know somebody, you want to support them. I take absolutely no umbrage to any of that. I mean, my job is just to do a good job so that you do want to support me, and I'm happy I'm doing that.
You are, and I do want to support you. But President Bush has invoked executive privilege to deny Congress testimony from two former high-level White House aides. Well, we knew that was going to happen.
You know, you always hope that it isn't going to happen, but based on, you know, just the continued pattern of activity by these guys and their responses, and, you know, there was that long article by the guy in the Justice Department in the Denver Post yesterday where he really laid out how upset he was with the system of justice under this administration. It isn't a surprise. It's disappointing, but it's not a surprise. Now we'll just have to work our way through the courts to... you know, to get these guys to release this information. And I want people to understand that there are lots of oversight hearings into the activities of this administration going on. Now, that doesn't mean we, the Congress, aren't being met with resistance just like that, saying we're just not going to give you the information, or we're not going to show up, or we think that's classified and you can't see it. You know, we're getting all that, but we're going to keep drilling until we get it.
And I believe that you eventually will. And even having you here is kind of alleviating some of my cynicism. Let's go to Cheryl Lakewood, who wants to talk to you. Cheryl, you're on AM 760 with a congressman. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Perlmutter. This is Cheryl, and I am not only one of your constituents because I live in Lakewood, but I also met you for the first time 2 years ago at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds when they had the everyone speaking at the fairgrounds about 2 years ago.
Sure.
And I'm also a member of DCTA, so you've had several meetings there when you were running. So,
right, my sister's a DCTA member.
Right. But what I'm concerned about, and I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to speak with you, what I'm concerned about is the government pension offset and the windfall elimination provision.
Right.
And I can briefly say what it is, or you can talk about it, but I'm someone who had worked and earned over 30 years in Social Security, and then I decided to give back to my community, and I'm in teaching now, but I will only have, when I retire, 13 years in that particular pension. And because of these two acts that were passed during Reagan's tenure in office, I stand to lose all of my Social Security, and I will have to live off my 13-year pension from the school district.
Right.
Because of these two. And I know that we've been trying, that supporters of anyone who does this, you know, switches, works in Social Security, and then goes into public service. This could be a fireman. This could be a policeman, teachers. And speaking of affecting the middle class, it definitely, Jay, is affecting the middle class. Most people don't even know about this, but it is something that takes away the earned benefits of people who have earned Social Security then go into public service.
Right,
right. And Cheryl, let me just jump in, and I know...
I'm going on and on.
No, no, but you're explaining it very well, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I have PARA because I served in the state Senate. I also have Social Security because I was a member of my law firm, and, mm-hmm. and I worked construction before that. And what you're saying is the law only lets you take one or the other. In this instance, you've got to take your PARA or whatever it is you've gotten through. You can't have both, even though you've contributed to both.
Right, exactly.
And really, you're not going to like my answer, quite frankly, but I am very prepared to get rid of that penalty that you're suffering and that so many other people who've worked in a government position or a teacher are suffering or, you know, been a first responder like a firefighter. But my position, both when I was in the state Senate and I was asked this kind of question or when I ran for Congress, was I want to get our fiscal house in order. And, you know, this would add another, and I can't remember what the number is, because I've met with folks from the Jefferson County Teachers Association, Denver, et cetera. But it nationwide, I want to say it's in the, you know, many, many billions of dollars. I want to say 50. That may be wrong. But I wanted to try to get back on an even footing with our budget and before I started correcting some of those unfair provisions. I've had a lot of people talk to me, and I've softened on it a little bit, but that's what I've told them in the past. Okay. I mean, there are a lot of places where we can start saving money, the first place being $3 billion a week in Iraq.
Well, that's my that's sort of the reason that I'm a little upset, because that is the answer that Senator Salazar said he had to study more about it, and frankly, the NEA and CEA are telling all of us that, you know, now that the Democrats are back in office, that what they want to do is to try to get our budget back on keel. But I have to tell you that, you know, if we're approving these billions and billions and billions and going up to $1 trillion, and we can spend that in Iraq, then I'm sorry, but I think that we can afford to right this terrible wrong, because there's a lot of people that are affected by this. I mean,
well, there's so much that is that needs to be done in this country, and we're shipping it all over to Iraq. And now the news is we've got two things going on this morning. One, Maliki faces a no-confidence vote coming up, which is, you know, wonderful news. I wonder if the president will come forward and claim that that's a turning point. And then also, The New York Times reports that the White House is thinking about gradual troop withdrawal because they know they're getting into trouble with their own party. But there's a lot of stuff going on in that area. Cheryl, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Can I just one more thing?
I got to go. I got a lot of other people on. Thanks.
All right.
Let me go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, Congressman Perlmutter. Since the comprehensive immigration bill has failed, I'm wondering if you would agree with the bill to secure the border and produce some kind of a, you know, counterfeit-proof Social Security card, so we can at least get the problem under control, and then start thinking about in a year or two some kind of normalization. It seemed like the politicians were saying, "Well, we'll secure the border if you know you'll go along with this," and that's ridiculous. The first, priority of government is, you know, is to protect the borders of a sovereign nation.
Okay, Jim, can I ask you a step?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's just get to where we are. The Congress, I'm on the Homeland Security Committee, and we're adding, under various bills, thousands of Border Patrol men. We've passed, you know, legislation that both builds a wall where it's appropriate, but also adds technology, which so you have like a what they call a virtual fence where. Just let me finish. So, and you may not like it. You may want, you know, the wall clear across. That's a whole another story. And I'm not opposed to it if it's effective. But we've got additional money for Border Patrol. We've got what we call this SBI net, and we've got fences being built. And so there is a substantial increase in the Homeland Security appropriations for all of those things. The president has threatened a veto of that because we have more money for those things than the president has requested. So regardless of the comprehensive reform being passed, we in the Congress are stepping up all sorts of procedures and We are adding money so that we do have better command of who's coming and going from this country. We've added money to bust the organized crime element that really is exploiting and trafficking in humans. And we have money in that Homeland Security bill for better passport or better visa type system so that those kinds of things are dealt with regardless of the comprehensive reform that seems to have, you know, gone down the tubes in the Senate. So, you know, we're on track with what you are seeking.
The second part was a counterfeit, you know, proof Social Security card. Right now, with the color printer, I can be producing Social Security cards this afternoon.
Okay. But your question now really gets into a hot topic, and we're talking about this on this committee, and we wouldn't really do Social Security. We would go the whole enchilada, so to speak, of biometrics, which would apply to all of us, so that whatever kind of a system we had in place would be for identity theft for all of us, and it would either have fingerprinting or retinal scans or those kinds of things. Now, the counterbalance to that, and in my district it really is, a lot of folks are saying, well, wait a second. You know, we really don't want to give that kind of information, even though it might help stop identity theft or, you know, illegal, you know, folks without the proper documentation being employed, because they say that's like Big Brother looking over our shoulder. We don't like that kind of a national card or national identity or something like that.
Congressman, how about just incorporating some kind of picture ID into your Social Security card and make it a little bit less counterproof, tamper-proof? Right now, anybody can produce a Social Security card if you've got a good color printer and a computer.
Right.
And I mean, it's useless. I mean, there's no way to really check to see if that's really the person sitting in front of you, because I've worked in positions where I've had to hire people. And you really can't tell, is this John Smith and sitting in front of me, or is someone else?
Well, there you go.
No,
the biometrics, what you're talking about, is a good idea, but that sounds like something that's 3 or 4 years down the road.
Okay, I got to interrupt both of you because I got to get traffic.
Good points, though. Thank you.
But good points. And, Jim, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We'll come back. We'll finish here. And before we get out of here, because I keep telling you I'm going to go to one of these, and something always comes up. Man, I'm going to one of these supermarket things, and I want to talk about that, too. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still have a tough ride southbound 25 from 120th to 84, so expect the usual delays along that stretch. Southbound 225 heavy through the DTC, and we still have quite a bit of traffic trying to get into downtown 58th to Spear. Collision-free, though. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a nice morning, but we'll see some afternoon cloudiness and isolated thundershowers. Looking for a high of 90 today. Tonight, clearing and 60, and tomorrow looks like it'll be a cooler day at 83. Right now, under cloudy skies, it's 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's early. You're hungry, right? Drive into Sonic for a supersonic breakfast burrito that's literally stuffed with everything that's good for breakfast. Eggs, sausage, jalapenos, tots, onions, tomatoes. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
This is Anatoly and Lina Dyufa, the founders of Dazbach Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dazbach experience. When we started Dazbach, it was an American dream for our family. 11 years later, Dazbach has become a premier brand.
We are starting a cultural revolution. We want people to take a break from the fast pace of life, taking the time to appreciate what is important. Dazbach is more than just a cup of coffee. It is a lifestyle.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbach Coffee.
homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-599-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now, 800-595-9985.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-508-5799. 800-508-5719.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
8:55, 55. Away from 9 o'clock. Well, okay, while this was playing on the radio, some of us were engaging the counterculture. Some of us were playing baseball, right, Congressman?
Yes. Yeah. My sister always said that I was, when I was 15, I was really 45. You know, sort of just, you know, old before my time. But no, I loved baseball, and I had, you know, obviously I liked all that music. But I was playing baseball.
All right. Before I'll squeeze in one more call if I can get to it. But I want to ask you very quickly about this because I keep wanting to go and I keep having stuff come up and I miss it. But I really want to go to this. Your next supermarket event.
Yes, we do this government at the grocery. And the next one is a week from Saturday. And it's in Aurora. And I will get you the details.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's at one of the grocery stores. We just did a government at the grocery at the Mile High Flea Market on Saturday. And that was quite an experience. And then 2 weeks before that, we did one up at the Safeway at Jewel and Kipling. And they've just been great. You know, people come in, they talk about big issues like Iraq or Scooter Libby or immigration. But then they also talk about personal things where our office, congressional office, might help them cut through the red tape of the federal government for a Medicare benefit, or there's some problem with you know, veterans issue or something like that. So we can actually make a difference in one person's life as well as, you know, these much bigger picture kinds of issues.
And this is what being in Congress should be about, what you're doing.
It's you've got the whole legislative sort of big picture, national, international scope of things to deal with, and then you have to deal with individual constituent problems when they're trying to deal with the federal government. And so we're doing both. I feel like I have a great staff been helping me here in our Lakewood office, and then I've got a great staff in Washington. We have 6 people in D.C. and 9 people here in Colorado, and we're at your beck and call.
People want to help you out. People know that you're going to have to run for re-election.
Yes.
Where do they go to do this?
We have our campaign office is over on Youngfield, 2801 Youngfield, right on the border between, it's Lakewood. And then campaign website is perlmutterforcolorado.com, which needs some updating, and we're working on that. And then our congressional website, which is really just for, you know, government business, is perlmutter.house.gov.
All right. Each of you go to Congressman Perlmutter's website. $10, $25, whatever you can afford. This is crucial. We need to help him out. I would carry this guy's luggage. I would carry water for him anytime. Congressman, thank you.
Jay, thank you.
You're the best.
I appreciate it.
You really are the best. And I can't leave the Democratic Party because I can't leave you high and dry. All right, we'll go to open phones coming up next.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Guys, what does strip mean to you? Maybe the strip in Vegas, or something your partner does for you on your birthday. Or maybe it's the all-natural male enhancement oral strip called Intimax. That's the strip you should be thinking about, and now we're offering a free one-month supply. Unlike those handful of pills that have to digest in your stomach in order to get any results, Intimax oral strips work quickly by dissolving under your tongue, turning on your switch whenever you're ready to rock. Intimax has been scientifically designed to increase sexual power, stamina, desire, endurance, and to reduce the recovery time between sexual intervals. So start stripping today with Intimax oral strips. Get your free one-month supply of Intimax by calling right now. 1-800-919-2870. Intimax is not available anywhere else, so call right now at 1-800-919-2870. That's 1-800-919-2870. Your partner will thank you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett.
Look at that right there. Oh, my gosh.
The largest wildfire in Utah history has burned up 440 square miles. This resident summed up.
It's been a very, very frightening experience. This whole valley was full of smoke and flame.
Parts of Interstates 15 and 70 have been shut down again. Over the weekend, flames crossed the road and there was heavy smoke, making driving pretty tough. In South Dakota's Black Hills, Incident Commander Joe Lowe says,
"This is a very, very dangerous fire. It burns with a vengeance."
27 homes have been destroyed there, and one South Dakota resident died trying to collect his things and evacuate. More than 50 square miles in the eastern Sierra have gone up in smoke in California's Inyo National Forest. 15% of that blaze is contained now. Congress has wanted to know what a couple of former White House aides knew about the firings of several U.S. attorneys. The Bush administration has again invoked executive privilege to deny their testimony to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. What's next? Let's check in live with correspondent Bob Fuss.
The White House action clearly moves this closer to an all-out battle between the branches. By refusing to provide the requested justification for claiming executive privilege or even a full list of which documents are being withheld, the two former White House aides Congress wants to question about the U.S. attorney firings have been subpoenaed to testify later this week, and they're in a tough spot, required by Congress to show up and talk, told by the White House not to. Dave?
By mid-September, the Bush administration was to get a report from top commanders in Iraq about how to proceed there. Now, the New York Times says some White House officials are concerned that congressional Republicans may push harder for a gradual U.S. pullout. Kenneth Katzman's an expert on Iraq. He's with the Congressional Research Service.
People in the White House seem to feel that if they don't start getting ahead of the
collapse of support by changing the mission or signaling a change in the mission here in July, the Congress will force a change.
Need to renew your driver's license in Pennsylvania? You're out of luck today. More than 50,000 state employees have the day off without pay. That's because of a partial government shutdown, and that's because there's no budget deal yet in Harrisburg. Governor Ed Rendell says the furlough will affect people with summer plans.
For those people who are interested in using the state parks or going on vacation, hang in there.
Not easy to get around Southern California if you don't have a car. And right now, KNX's Andrew Mullenbeck says many in Orange County who don't have a car can't just hop a city bus. 1,100 transit workers are on strike.
Today is the first weekday this is actually taking effect. Today you're going to see how much of a strain that's going to put on all the people trying to get to work. And I was out talking with some folks earlier, and they were planning on walking between 3 and 5 hours total today.
No contract talks are on tap right now. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 17 points. This is CBS News.
Will you love me when I turn 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on an HTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver's Mayor Hickenlooper may boast about his administration's frugality, but he now says he's willing to boost the salary of DIA's next aviation manager from $150,000 to $240,000 in order to get what he calls a visionary leader for the nation's fifth largest and newest major airport. Many aviation industry experts say the $151,000 salary of outgoing manager Turner West is way too low to attract somebody with a national rep. A 74-year-old man remains in critical condition this morning after the boat he was operating overturned in Cherry Creek Reservoir yesterday afternoon. The body of a Boulder skier who fell near Rollins Pass Saturday has now been recovered by search and rescue teams. 45-year-old Tom Metcalf had been skiing with a friend when he fell. Exactly what killed him, still not known. And 9 out of 10 Colorado parents say having their kids go to college is a big priority for them, with a majority expecting to foot most of the bill. But a new study says less than half of those with teenagers 14 to 18 have actually started saving any money for college, says one researcher. Something is seriously wrong with this picture. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have some late morning issues. Eastbound 270 had a wreck there just east of I-25 that is slowing down the ride. Single vehicle crash eastbound I-70 at Quebec and one off the highway, Smoky Hill Road, right near Tower. Weather outlook today, expect the morning sunshine to give way to afternoon cloudiness and isolated.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760.net.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Isolated thunderstorms, high today 86. I'm just looking for the right things to say here. One of the things that hits me, I do it, it seems like everyone on the radio does this, is that we make generalizations. Talk show hosts are great at spouting off. They're really bad, though, at coming up with solutions. And it's so easy to step back and say they're all the same. It's so easy to lose sight of that. The fact that they're not all the same. Congressman Ed Perlmutter is not the same. Congressman Mark Udall is not the same. They're not the same. And I preached this on the air here for 2 years, and 2 weeks ago, kind of lost sight of this. Maybe my vision about how the country should be maybe different from theirs at times. It may be different from your vision. But I don't think the idea is to cut. I don't want to use that term. I don't think the idea is to get all your marbles, pick them up, and leave. Or to get out of the game. I think the idea is you got to stick around and you got to change things and you have to stop what's going on. You have to stop what you feel is wrong. And when Congressman Perlmutter and I were having a discussion about this off the air, tears came to his eyes. John, you saw it.
Unbelievable. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know if you're going to bring that up on the air, but yeah, I was moved by that too.
That the idea is that we have to change things. We don't have to be divisive in doing it. And we don't have to inflame people and pour gasoline on the fire and cause bigger divisions and bigger polarization than we already have. We have to work through the polarization that exists. And we have to find common ground. But we have to stick around and we have to change things. And I think Congressman Perlmutter is right about that. And you put two people in a room, or three people, or four people, you know, you got to find common ground somehow. Your neighbor is not your enemy. The person who votes differently than you do is not your enemy. That's what we want. Let's disagree, but let's be civil about it. We can all be uncivil. I certainly have. We can all do that. That's part of the range of human emotions that you deal with on any given topic or subject. But we just cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. President Bush has invoked executive privilege to deny requests by Congress for the testimony of two former aides in connection with the firings over federal prosecutors. However, the White House has again offered to make former counsel Harriet Myers and one-time political director Sarah Taylor available for private off-the-record interviews. You see what? What is this? Now, I would appeal to conservatives. I would appeal to Republicans. I would ask you, if you have nothing to hide, why hide? And also, you and I are the taxpayers. Aren't we owed something here? And aren't we owed some degree of accountability? And you do this in private, then you have no record. And it becomes he said, she said, or they said. In a letter to heads of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, White House counsel Fred Fielding insisted that the president was acting in good faith. Fielding also refused demands from lawmakers that the president explain the basis for invoking the privilege. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says Taylor may testify as scheduled before the Senate panel on Wednesday. Congressional aides say the House Judiciary Committee has scheduled Meyer's testimony for Thursday, but it's unclear whether she will appear. You know, I'll tell you something. And Congressman Perlmutter and I were talking about this, and Tim in Longmont wants to get to this, so I'm going to put him on. Tim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, I wanted to ask the congressman while I was there about the whole matter of the Big Eye impeachment. Because, you know, to me it seems like the news story you were just reading is yet another example of between Cheney, who's the puppet master, especially after that Washington Post story makes real clear he's the puppet master, and W. These guys, you know what I'm saying, they think they're, first of all, above the law, just flat out above the law, above reproach, above anything. And what, the thing I want to ask the congressman is, what are we going to do? Are we just going to, have hearings and call people and then, they'll thumb their nose at the Congress and that's how it's going to be until, January of 09 or what? I don't know.
Well, I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating for all of us. I think there's a couple of things going on here. One, I certainly lose sight of the fact that Congress is trying to look into these things, which is we're a lot better off now than we were, say, a year ago.
Oh, agreed.
Okay, two, I think the way to handle this is to threaten the White House with it. And also, you got to make sure that you have the votes in the Senate, because if you don't, then it just turns into a cheap sideshow, and it's too important of a device to be trivialized. We went through that once with this country. We're going to face it again. I think that what we need to do is, I think we just seriously need that people who hold elective office in both parties need to step forward and threaten the president and the vice president with this in order to get them to understand that they owe something to the American people, and that the American people are rapidly getting tired of all these shenanigans, and get them to see the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah, you certainly hope something will shake them out of their stupor and convince Pelosi to be aggressive and say, hey, I said impeachment's off the table. I don't care what the right wing sound chamber says. If you guys go into Iran, we're going to do it.
Well, you got to make sure though that you can pull it off, and you got to make sure that you have the facts.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure that if you do this, you can convict the people involved. You can convict the president and the vice president, and not go through this and then have it turn out to be nothing. Like I think most of us, I don't know this for a fact, but I think there are a lot of people who now look back on the whole Clinton situation and think it was a ridiculous waste of time. Yeah, true, he lied, technically. But what was that all about? You know, it was something that you would see on television over, in a divorce court episode or something. Okay, I mean, we're talking about far bigger things here.
You would hope so. You'd hope so. I mean, I hope it isn't. I hope this doesn't end up, you were talking earlier about the summer low thing, and I hope this doesn't end up like being like 68 and 70 with Chicago and Kent State.
No, crashing
end of the one thing, and this, the crashing end here, will be, Cheney proving that I am the emperor. you know.
No, I don't think we'll go
going
back.
Into Iran and just saying to hell with Congress, to hell with the Constitution. You know, we're doing it because I want to.
I don't think we'll ever go back to those days, and I think one of the reasons why we won't go back to those days is because now you have something technologically that is making a big difference in everybody's life, and it's the internet. So there are people who are expressing their feelings in a far different way. I really believe that. But I'm as frustrated as you are. I feel like at times that we're, and I said this to the congressman, I feel like times that we're stuck. Mm-hmm. We're stuck in park.
Or at least neutral.
Or neutral, right. And that we're, you know, that every day you get up, you hope upon hope upon hope. But we have checks and balances, as the congressman reminded me, and he's right about this. And
yeah, that's where I get scared, though.
You can't just negate those. I mean, you can't throw those out, and you can't say, well,
how much closer to that than just full-up negation of that do Cheney and W have to get before we're all going to realize that's where they're going?
Well, they're going to go as far as they can possibly go. I mean, they've demonstrated that.
What's the executive order that's going to allow them to impose martial law and suspend the 08 elections? 50 or whatever the number on it.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to get that. I don't think they'll come anywhere close. As a matter of fact, see, I think...
I pray not.
I'm starting to think now. You correct me if you think I'm wrong. But I'm starting to think now, over the long run, it's going to get more difficult for them. Not easier.
Yeah.
Because the public at some point is going to say enough's enough.
Oh, yeah. And when you have the Washington Times writing editorials basically condemning the Libby pardon, you know, I mean, it's an amazing day when people like me, you know, and, you know, conservatives are great, you know, but you're left just wondering, you know, where the heck is Congress? Are they so...
Well, they're there. They're trying to do their job. They're doing what they constitutionally are required to do. They're just running into trouble. Mm. And don't forget that at least they're in there trying to get it done.
I think a lot of Democrats are, and I think Perlmutter's one of them. I think some of the Democrats, I think, are gutless and deserve to be voted out.
Well, you're always going to have that.
Yeah. It's like you say, they're not all the same. I think
no,
you're
they're
right.
Not all the same, but it's easy for us to say that they are.
No, and I think there's some of the Democrats that's pretty clearly demonstrated they're not very Democratic. And I think some of the Republicans are just clinging to party loyalty, and, you know, they don't care about the Constitution. It's just the party and W. So, anyway, let me get off and let somebody else on.
Tim, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. 920.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Chopped up and, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Music from the summer of 67.
Nothing you can do that can't be done.
I just wish John Lennon were alive now.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
I'd like to ask him what he thinks.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
I think this song is relevant to a 25-year-old. John, is this song still relevant to you? You're not 25, but you're 30.
Yeah, it's relevant to me. You know, I know what it stands for and what it symbolizes and where it came from and all that. Yeah, it's, you know, I was born a generation too late, man. I'm a peaceful, loving dude.
I wonder sometimes. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything is up there for discussion. I don't care what it is. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I want to get off of politics for a little while.
That's
and
fine.
I watched American Chopper on TLC.
No, and I didn't see it because I've been gone, and if it repeats, I'll get it again. I'll get it in DVR and watch it for sure.
Oh, because series on, I forgot what day. I was sort of sick, and so I would catch pieces of it as I woke up and then went back to sleep and then got up again. But I did see the rest at night, and it's really, really good.
I'm definitely going to check it out if it runs again, and I'm sure it does because they usually repeat that stuff.
And the thing that was interesting, we went to the Cherry Creek Art Fair Saturday.
Yeah.
And they had a Harley Davidson, and I walked around it, and I thought, my God, this is one of their bikes. You know, I mean, before I saw the insignias on it. And I thought, ooh, they must be giving Harley a run for their money. It looks like an Orange County chopper.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of competing bikes out there, and the road trip that Mary and I just saw, we saw tons of them, and I was talking to Peter Boyles this morning about this, and of course he has the motorcycle show that's on here and syndicated across the country on Saturdays, which is a great radio show, and we were talking about all the people that were out there riding that I saw on the roads, particularly over the 4th of July weekend. I just wish I wasn't such a terminally chicken person that I couldn't. I gotta get over this and bring myself to the point of going to motorcycle school. Can you ride a bike?
Yeah, I rode one in college. I had one, and it wasn't a big one. It was a Honda, and I had long, long hair that I pulled back. I'm 6 feet tall, and people would, I get off the bike, and people would say, oh, my God, it's a girl.
Do you have the desire to ride now, or you just kind of just saw that on TV?
I do and I don't, because riding a bike, if you've ever been on one, is the freest thing you can do. The feeling is unbelievable. But you notice how bad, really bad people drive, and I think they drive even worse than they did then. But Jim wants a Vespa, and Vespa just came out with a three-wheel Vespa, two wheels in the front and one in the back. And it looks like a small cycle, only a little bigger. It's really strange. It's got a good look to it. So,
those things are small, though.
But this isn't that. You've got, go to the Cherry Creek Mall, and they've got a gray one inside. And it's not small. You'll be very, very surprised. The other ones are.
Yeah,
really
this,
small.
Well, if it's not small, that's one thing. But if it's too small, that scares me. That scares me. Because if you ride a big bike,
yeah.
I mean, at least people see you're there.
This one's bigger. It's a small cycle. I was shocked to see the size of it. And he's been wanting to buy a used one, a used Vespa, because he really likes it. And he saw this in a magazine before it came out. And he was shocked when he saw it. He just loves it. I mean, he just walked around it and touched it. Just went crazy over it. But I said to him about the Harley, I had to enter on a computer to see if he could get into the drawing, and he wouldn't do it. And so I thought, God, am I going to get a lot of crappy emails now?
Why? Why wouldn't he do it? Why doesn't he want a Harley?
He wants a Harley, but he didn't want to take the survey. He says, I do not take surveys, and I really, you know how you complain that you were getting all those emails
right.
from those investors? Well, I get Media Matters, Colin Moretto, and all the others, and all of a sudden I started getting all the stuff that we never got before, just like you did. Well, now we're getting other things that he told me don't even open them, just, you know, delete them when you, it's called PDQ or something. He said it doesn't belong on an email.
I don't know. I'm on so many mailing lists, I can't keep track of all of them, and most of it's my fault. Sherry, thanks. I appreciate it. Your cell phone's quitting. All right. We got any motorcycle riders out there? I just can't get... I'm too freaked out. Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. It is the summer of love. We're getting humped by Washington.
Well, that's been going on for a long time.
That's true. My thought is it's a fresh approach. If Dick Cheney and if the president and Vice President Bush, because we really know who's pulling the strings, figure that the Constitution doesn't apply to them, and they've pretty much said so by their statements and actions, doesn't that mean they've abdicated their citizenship and therefore are disqualifying themselves from holding office?
Yeah, you think you could bring that point up to them by saying to them, okay, well, if you don't want to honor this, and if it makes no difference to you, then... But, you know, but it's one of those things, that you, look, it's one of those things where, and this happens typically, okay? It's one of these things where they want it when it helps them. They don't want it when it doesn't help them. And that's just so typical. It's like the people who call here, and you'll get it every once in a while. I haven't gotten it in a long, long time. Where they'll gripe about, for instance, the roads, or they'll gripe about, well, you name it, anything having to do with governmental service. Now, governmental service is bad, and all these things are bad. But then, what are they doing? They're using it, too.
I understand that, but my point is, they have disqualified themselves from holding office because they figure the Constitution doesn't apply to them. And that is the one document besides religious documents, that Americans hold near and dear to their heart. And if they figure it doesn't apply to them, they have pretty much stated that they're not American because the Constitution of these United States does not apply to them.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Trouble is, you'd have an extremely hard time trying to make that stick in a court of law.
I don't think so. I think it's quite straightforward. You point out their actions, their statements, and their deeds, and I pretty much think they've admitted that it doesn't apply to them. You know, Dick Cheney doesn't know what branch of the government he belongs to, even though it's stated in the Constitution where the vice president's office clearly belongs. If he's not in the executive, then I want him to give up an energy meeting note. If he is in the executive, he keeps that privilege. If he's head of the Senate, then he's got to go the other way. But, you know, he's got to make a choice here. You know, and Congress needs to get off his dust and stop saying,
excuse me, but Congressman Perlmutter indicated, and I think he's right, Congressman Perlmutter indicated that I think it's easy for us to make those comments about Congress better get off, but they are. They're trying to do the best that they can. You have this morning the president invoking executive privilege to try to block them from looking into things.
That's right. And where's the countercharge from Congress? Congress can force the executive.
No, they cannot. They cannot. They can take it to court, which they'll do, but they cannot force them to do anything. And you've got a system where there are not enough votes in the Senate to be able to act with unanimity.
If I was in charge of the Democrats, I would stalemate the government till this person is out of office.
American people wouldn't stand for that.
I would stymie the government. I would put it at a standstill.
No, the American people would not stand for that.
Why? There's obviously
why? Because they want urgent. because they want certain things accomplished.
Yeah, they
and they are
the
not going and they are not going they're okay.
Accountable.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Your solution about the standstill situation is unworkable. It will not work. People will not stand for it. They don't want it. They want them to work this out, and it's going to have to go through the courts, and we're going to have to live by the laws that our forefathers created. I know you don't like it. I don't like it either, but this is what America's about.
Our forefathers created, but the laws that the current court is passing and the laws that these guys are passing, they're not what the founding fathers had in mind. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and his ilk are not true Republicans. They are religious.
No, I understand all of that, but it doesn't change the checks and balances, and it doesn't change the mechanisms of government that are in place.
I agree.
Okay, so we got to live by those.
I agree, but these guys aren't passing laws and edicts that apply to themselves. They think they're above it all,
and they're not.
That is uniquely un-American.
And they're not, and they are not, and will have to rely on the court systems and the ballot box in order to change things. Because I don't know of any other way to get it done. Do you know of any other way to get it done? Shut the government down? How's that going to work?
No. Just stymie them politically so that nothing gets done for a year and 14 months.
We don't have the votes to pull that off because we don't have the support of the Senate. We only have a one-vote margin there.
Well, I'd sure give it a good try or just start filibustering absolutely everything. Let them pull their nuclear option. It's our turn.
You know, then you're going to get people are going to come forward and say you're going to start talking about obstruction, and it's, you know, we're just going to have to try to work things out.
What do you mean obstruction? Look at what the president's been doing. You want to talk about obstruction?
Yeah, but two wrongs don't make a right.
That's besides the point. Sometimes you got to fight fire with fire. You know, a rising tide may lift all boats, but a tsunami sinks them.
Well, I think it's easy to talk that way. I think it's harder to do it. But, Ron, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Here's a email. Hey, Jay, 67 or 68 was the kind of height of the hippie days. I'm old enough. I was 12 and 13 at the time. I think there's a lot of nostalgia involved since the summer of love came to an end. In simply a huge way, with Chicago and then Kent State. And the Nam War raged on, perhaps even worse, all the way to 75. In one way, what happened was love and peace and civil rights for African Americans got trashed by war and corporate interests. Sound familiar? We were talking earlier in the show about the lasting impact of the Summer of Love. And sometimes I think it's hard to see the lasting impact. But one emailer may be right, and Congressman Perlmutter may be right, that you have, you know, the ecological movement, you've got civil rights, you've got all of that stuff that came out of it, despite some good times and some good music. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, Gina takes a check of traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We got all of the earlier wrecks out of the way finally, but we're still seeing heavier traffic from as a result of those. Eastbound 270 right around I-76 back to York. We also had one eastbound I-70 that had traffic bogged down from Colorado to Quebec. And looks like southbound I-25 still pretty stacked up in the downtown area between 38th and Spear. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine giving way to afternoon cloudiness and isolated thundershowers. We're going to get a high of 90 today. Tonight, clearing and 60 and currently partly cloudy and 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's...
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine... Start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats at the next Rockies home game.
600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Been going on about this all morning. Buying an automobile is an emotional investment. It certainly is, because you got to fall in love with a car. I mean, you want a good vehicle, but you got to fall in love with the automobile. And you got to get a deal that you can handle. The place to go for selection, for price, and for good people is Rockies Autos. Over 650 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And I'll tell you right now, with a matching down incentive, your bank account gets a little boost, your wallet gets a little help, or your purse. I don't want to be sexist. And they have a huge selection of great vehicles. Good people, too. My man Colby is there in the Tower of Power. And also folks like the Alshires, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Juan, and Adolf. And the list of good people working at Rockies just goes on and on and on. And so you get fine people to deal with. You get people who will go the extra mile for you. Plus, you get good deals and a huge selection. That's why they sell more automobiles. Why? Because people keep going back. And why do they keep going back? Because they get treated right and they get good deals. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're not about today. They're about tomorrow. They're in it for the long haul, and that's one of the reasons why you get such great deals, because they want you to come back, and they want repeat customers. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or drop by and see them in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're my friends. I'm glad to talk about them. I'm anxious for you to meet them. The folks at Rockies Autos.
Don't miss the incredible 1 cent school specials at Staples now through Wednesday. Get 8 Dixon pencils, 2 pocket folders, and more for just a penny each. Stop in today and save. Staples, that was easy. Limits apply while supplies last.
Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
John Turk said to me, well, see if you can nail this one, if you know who this is. This is Quicksilver Messenger Service, Fresh Air. They were a big San Francisco group. Yeah, I have no idea what they're talking about here when they're talking about grab another hit. I don't know what that means. I wouldn't have any idea. Bong. 9:42 minutes after the hour. Open phones here. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 86. We've been talking. I got to bring this up. I wanted to do this topic this morning. I may do this tomorrow. I know that if I do this, I know that people are going to get upset. That people are going to call. They're going to be angry. I have never done this topic on the air. Never have I ever touched this topic. I have heard a ton of talk show hosts do this topic over the years. I've never gotten near it. Are you ready? You want me to read this? It's called 60-Year Anniversary of Alien Crash. If you truly believe a UFO and its crew of bug-eyed aliens came crashing down in Roswell, New Mexico, 60 years ago. Rest assured, you're not alone. At least 35,000 people descended on Roswell this last weekend for the 2007 Amazing Roswell UFO Festival to commemorate a purported flying saucer crash at a nearby ranch back in July of 1947. Haven't you heard about this your entire life? Well, it was an unidentified flying object. Well, it was a weather balloon. Well, it was a U-2 spy plane. Well, it was this. Well, it was that. And there was a government cover-up of the whole thing. I really thought this morning, because it was Monday morning, I thought, I'm going to ask. And I want to have a serious discussion. Even though I know people are going to get outraged, even though I know people are going to say, oh my, can you believe this guy's doing this? Do you really believe that they're UFOs? Now, the conventional wisdom in talk radio used to be, you can do the following topics and get calls all day long. Guns, abortion, and UFOs. Do you really believe that there are UFOs? I would love to see this asked in a national poll. I would love to see how many Americans believe that there are unidentified flying objects. Somehow this hooks up with the Summer of Love of 1967 because there were a lot of us who saw all kinds of strange things in the desert, but I don't think it had anything to do with UFOs. But have you ever been to Roswell, New Mexico? I've been there. But do you really think that there are unidentified flying objects out there and there are life on other planets? Well, you know, there's the old W.C. Fields joke about, oh, and that's a dated reference. Does anybody even know who W.C. Fields is anymore? John knows. Don't you know who W.C. Fields is?
Comedian.
Never give a sucker an even break. Notorious drunk.
Yeah. Like early comedian.
Now, 40s.
40s, 50s. Yeah.
No, dead by the 50s.
Was he
died
dead by the 50s?
40s, died in 48. William Claude Duncanfield. I could tell you a good story about him, actually. Maybe I shouldn't tell it. Maybe I should just let it go. Maybe I should tell it. Maybe it's not that interesting. Maybe it is interesting. He's buried in Forest Lawn in Hollywood. And his mistress, Carlotta Monti, who later wrote a book about him, she used to go to his crypt once a week and put fresh flowers on his grave. Some friends of mine and I staked out his gravesite waiting for her to show up. Because we wanted to meet her and talk to her about W.C. Fields. He's a big, you know, speaking of the summer of love of 67, he was kind of an icon because he was rebellious and anti-authoritarian. Anyway, so the whole thing is, I don't know, how did I get on W.C. Fields? We were talking about UFOs. So the whole thing is do you believe that they're out there or not? Because W.C. Fields used to say, well, if there is there life on other planets? Well, there sure as hell better be because there's no intelligent life here. That's what he used to say. So I wonder how many highly educated, rational people will look you in the eye and say, yeah, I believe there's UFOs. And do you believe there's life on other planets? Now, some of you out there are sci-fi geeks and, you know, you're Star Trek people and Trekkies and all of that, but I wonder how much of the average Americans feel that there are UFOs, just like a surprisingly large number of Americans believe the government engineered 9/11. And I don't think there's a day that doesn't go by here I don't get an email from somebody bugging me about this, about 9/11. But I wonder how many people actually feel like there's... And you know what? I would do it for an hour. I would ask people to call in for an hour and ask where the hell they think these UFOs are coming from. But I figured everybody would say, oh, my God, he's doing that on the radio? That's so corny. But see, I think you'd be shocked at the people out there who are probably highly educated, you know, not people who sit and watch reruns of The Twilight Zone, who really believe that there are creatures from another planet out there somewhere. Okay, if that's true, see, then that leads to this. Okay? If that's true, then why is it, okay, how would God play a role in that? And how come they're not all Christians? Or Jews, or Muslims, I don't know. The 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Barbecue.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't
Don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles.
Up close and personal.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Denver's number one street atlas from Mapsco is now available. And for a limited time, if you bring your old street atlas to Mapsco's store at 8th and Lincoln and tell them that I sent you, J. Marvin sent you, they'll give you $5 off this brand new edition. This year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. And you know, sometimes you may learn the hard way. Those online maps are just not as accurate as Mapsco's street atlas. In fact, online maps might get you close, but Mapsco will get you there. And frequently, these online street maps do not contain the changes that Mapsco does. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are the most accurate, most current, and the most trusted. So check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln, at fine retailers throughout Denver, or online at Mapsco.com. Don't trust online services, those navs that you have. Get the real news, get the real and right information from Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Carl, don't panic, but there's a blue thing around your head. It appears to contain a hotel and some sort of savings message.
Oh, yeah. I just booked a last-minute summer vacation on Orbitz. Saved 30% on my hotel. Got a great room, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I figured. Can I touch it?
No.
Please.
No.
Book your last-minute vacation to select summer destinations and save up to 30% on your hotel. Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead.
The talk show that thinks like you. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We could be so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. I know we could.
I love Jerome, Jim Morrison. We're going to try to get the guy that's written that new book about Jim Morrison, alleging that he was murdered. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rachel in Westminster. Rachel, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi, J. Marvin. I've been thinking about this for a good many years, listening to the wackadoodle shows. Some of it I believe, although I'm sort of come to the conclusion, you know, that conservatives sort of live in a world of vertical power structures, and I think that's why the whole alien from outer space phenomenon appeals to them so much, because they either see these aliens as being authoritarians from outer space or threats to their own existence.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a conservative, and I don't like. I mean, I think a lot of those things are, you know, they're wrong. I mean, they're just crazy.
Well, some of it, I agree that some of it is crazy, but, you know, there's a lot of crazy things people believe in, and, you know, who knows why people believe in crazy things. But, you know, the show we're talking about, and I won't mention any names, but, you know, that show does, it's always been based on sort of a conservative political slant. And so, you know, you would think that conservatives, you know, believe in sort of religious fundamentalism, but they've elevated the whole UFO, alien from outer space phenomenon to the level of religious belief. You know, rapture, being abducted by aliens, you know, I think it sort of fits all in the same kind of framework.
I don't know. I don't know if I endorse that idea. I mean, I I've rejected it for a long time, too. You know, about aliens. Then this morning I was thinking to myself, well, maybe it could, I don't know, maybe it could be true.
Well, I listened to the recent interview and I found it extremely compelling, although the fact of the matter is there's no hard evidence. And even when you go back years and years over sightings, supposed abductions, there's still no hard evidence. And, you know, human fallibility is amazing. You know, we are fallible creatures. And our ability to create myth, you know, throughout the eons has been amazing.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm not going to disagree with that. Listen, I thank you so much for the call.
Okay,
you know,
Jay.
Maybe we'll spend an hour on this and see what a whole bunch of people say about it. Thanks,
good
I appreciate
idea.
It. Okay, thanks. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a good day. Don't get abducted by an alien. Or in my case, I pray that I do get abducted by an alien.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1436.